Blog Talk Radio.
Critic.
Oh, critic. Well, don't tell me we're having phone troubles already.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you real good, buddy.
Yeah, I think I accidentally pressed the mute button.
Wow, you sound really good tonight. What's going on?
Well, I got some somewhat decent news and even more decent news.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I want to hear this. Let me get Joe on real quick, too. Joe, you're on. Critic, tell me your news.
Well, you know, I told you that I was planning to move to St. George.
Right.
And I had put in an application this week and put in my notice, and I found out from my housing specialist that because their rate mark is a little bit lower or something, so it's a little bit harder to find within the price range, but I have the right to request for a disability increase, or basically if I need a place because basically suits the need. In my particular case, because there was this place that I had looked at earlier in the year, but they were kind of afraid my voucher wouldn't cover it, but the dialysis place or the university where it gets medical care, they will increase it, or either they'll pay for it either down there or they'll build a difference up here. So basically, it makes it a little easier for me to fall within the guideline.
Okay. Outstanding. That is good news.
And you're talking about St. George. You're talking about what, the island?
No, Utah.
Okay. Hello, people, by the way.
Hello, Joe.
Hmm.
Hey, Donnie, you'll be glad to find out you've been made infamous by a person you don't even know exists.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about, Joe. You have to inform me. Let me get Kathy and Daniel on, Joe.
Okay.
It's spinning. Kathy and Daniel, how you doing?
Y'all there?
Yes, sir.
All righty, how y'all doing?
Hey, now, Daniel. Where
you're
are you?
You guys
I'm
gonna have
here.
To, all right.
Hold on. Now, you guys are going to have to explain to me, how can a coroner take over a sheriff when you have a, like a chief officer, and he's not picked to do it, but the coroner is. So somebody later on in our overtime show, you're going to have to explain that crap to me. Now, Critic, you say you had two things.
Well, actually, the first thing that I was thinking was two, but I wanted to do a, I still wanted to do a show on that interview, but the way that I wanted to do it was like, play like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of it, break, have people comment, call if they want. I doubt that they will. And then, you know,
okay,
do like the next segments, and you know, I kind of want to keep. Yeah,
I
kind of want to keep
a great idea.
Yeah, I kind of well, it can go up to 2 hours. I kind of prefer to keep it to an hour and a half, but you know, just depends on where we are in the interview.
You're right. Anytime you want to do it, buddy, we'll get it fired up, and I thought about that too. Playing something for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then discuss it and go like that. And,
Do it Monday. Either
Monday.
Sunday or Monday.
Or can't do it Sunday. Can't do it Sunday.
Okay, well, then Monday's fine.
But I can do it the following Sunday because we're doing every other week at the UAW show. Every other week.
Oh,
this,
I didn't
tomorrow.
Know that. I thought,
yeah.
I thought you stopped that for the summer. But that's fine.
Yeah. Wow.
You got mail.
Anyway, we got to have stars on the UAW show, you know.
Hi, Donnie.
Hello.
Do you want to know why our coroner is our new sheriff?
I've seen that, and I go, what the hell's going on?
He's the second highest elected official in the county.
Yeah.
So he steps in when the sheriff is gone. Does Joe know about our sheriff?
No, I don't.
No.
He's been arrested. He's been tried. He's been found guilty on 2 felonies, and he's in his own jail right now.
Does he belong there, or is it a frame-up?
I think a lot of it was a witch hunt. I do.
Is he a Trump supporter?
He's a Democrat.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. He probably belongs.
Throw the key. Throw the key away.
Well, I mean, he's been elected. He's been sheriff for 38 years, see? So, 38 years. It would be 40 years, next year when election comes up again?
Yeah.
So,
I don't call them elections anymore.
I don't either. But, you know, he was raised in this county, you know. He lived in this county. I think he was in the Marine Corps for a short time. And then he was in the National Guard. He was an officer in the National Guard, and he was a state trooper for a while.
No,
nothing. Yeah, and then he became our sheriff for 38 years.
And all right.
Now you're going to have to look at the board more often than you normally do, because there's a woman who lambasted you and me and Sarge and Pianchi on her show for a multitude of reasons, one of which is that you didn't let her on the show either last week or the week before. And the broad says that she brought people with her, but they were kept outside because you never let them in. And she spent an hour and a half on you, me, Sarge, and Pianchi blowing up steam. Huh?
Why now, Sarge? Why are we getting locked in with Sarge for?
Well, Sarge goes on her show, used to go on her show on a regular basis the last month or so.
Oh.
And he was doing fine on the show. They were friends.
Okay.
But because he's more logical than the vast majority of people on Block Talk Radio, she takes exception to it. He also, and Sarge also knows Pianchi for years, even more intimately than we do, because they've talked off the air, and he knows what Pianchi's been doing. And Pianchi has gone to her show, and you know how Pianchi is. Pianchi is always, why don't you whites do this? And, whites aren't always responsible for all that, and the blacks, you're kind of to blame, too. And so she took offense to that. And that's the same woman that I had a relationship show with. And as a result of all of that, she's not talking to me, because she said somehow I criticized her on your show. I don't think anybody even remembers I mentioned the broad's name. I said about her, because there was nothing I said about her.
I don't even know who it is. So
So you've been made kind of infamous.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice,
but,
to be
alone. Yeah, since she has no following, though, it's, even if she had thousands of listeners, it still wouldn't matter. But she has literally, I think, something like 6 listeners listed on her page, something like that.
Well, didn't you say something about you had problems with your switchboard or something that wasn't coming on?
It was either last week or the week after that, my switchboard disappeared, yeah. Hey, thank you, critic.
Or it might be what time she came on. Now, if she punched that after the time the official show end, I don't think you can get them in there.
No, that she knows. But she, she says she was here, I guess, between 9 and 11. And you never looked at the switchboard, and she said she brought along people with her, which I don't know if that's true or not.
Well,
but it doesn't even matter. It's irrelevant.
Well, who knows if that's the truth or not. I just, personally with me, I would not give a shit. I don't care about what somebody else thinks about me.
Yeah, I don't think Joe does.
No, I don't think so. But just in case out of curiosity, in case Sarge comes and then he starts talking about how she lambasted him. And
yeah.
I mean, just in case Pianchi knows about it. Pianchi's like been on her show twice.
Right.
She thinks of him as a race traitor.
oh, Lord.
So, it's, it's all fun and games.
Well, that's why I don't listen to other Block Talk shows anymore. I call in this one and I call in the proofs. Other than that, I'm not before getting into this pissing thing and back and forth and back and forth. Too many eagles.
Yeah, I went to a couple of them, and a lot of people saying what they believe and getting hung up on, told don't come back. I said, damn. But some things never change, Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'll hang up on anybody if it pisses me off, period. Always my rule.
Yeah,
well, that's
I
the way it
that.
Is with any host. And most hosts, if they piss them off, bang, off you go into the cornfield.
Off,
the thing
off,
is, most hosts don't want to listen.
Well, I was doing shows a week, and I didn't have time for BS. So,
right. see, you know, if I was doing my due diligence, Joe wouldn't be here. But look what, 2 years later.
I'm still here, buddy.
Yeah, you are still here.
I'm here now more than ever now that your cousins are here.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's here because of Kathy and Daniel.
Thank you, Gene.
Gene, you are on.
Hey, Gene. Hello there.
Gene, you're on. I guess she's having problems.
I know. Well, obviously, she pushed her button. She must be on pause. Anyway, how's everybody's week?
Sorry, I put myself on mute waiting to go on because I had to, yeah. I apologize.
Hello,
everybody. Because sometimes you put me on and you guys are in the middle of talking about something.
Right.
You know?
That's right. I do that.
So sometimes I push one or just push the mute so that if you do that, I'm not going to interrupt if I'm washing my hands or something and get yelled at.
Well, I was talking about getting a communist state up here.
Yeah. Geez, you got to get out of there. Man.
I learned something on the Alex Jones show from a recent podcast, which goes to show how deeply entrenched the corruption is, not just amongst politicians, but amongst doctors. In California, apparently, doctors cannot give more than 5 exemptions to the vaccine. If they do, their license comes up for immediate review, which means they could become undoctored.
Wow.
Out of all their patients, they cannot give more than 5?
Yeah, if you can't exempt somebody from getting the vaccine more than 5 times, not someone, more than 5 patients.
Well, but, you know, according to the Nuremberg Code, they can't force it on us anyway. We can decline it.
Yeah, well, we
because
know that.
Test,
we know that, Gene, but they're still doing it.
Trying to.
Well, they are doing it. Even if they didn't reach the 70% milestone that they wanted, even 40% of America is vaccinated. And, you know, 40% from January till now, that's not bad, evil progress.
Right.
You know?
I don't know if that's correct or not.
You know, when you first came on, Critic, you sounded clear. Now you're going back to your old muffled self.
That's because I got the phone away from my mouth.
There you go. That sounds good.
And?
But these places that are trying to force people to get the vaccine, they have no legal grounds to do so. And if they choose to say that that you have to or your job, then a lawyer has recommended that you take in a form that states that if I take this vaccine that I don't want to take to keep my job, you're going to assume full responsibility of anything that happens to me because I take this vaccine. And most employers will not sign it.
Right. Yeah, because the corruption's on the side of the government. The government's not supposed to force you to take vaccine under the vaccine under certain circumstances, but they are. Because they're forcing the private sector to give their mandates so that they're doing a workaround.
Right.
The same thing with the censorship. The government's not supposed to spy on us. But what do? They funded Google and Facebook. Facebook has over 1 billion members. Google's the largest search engine in the world. Also has the fastest computer in the world. And Google and Facebook and Twitter have teamed up to get all of our information. And the government ostensibly has their hands clean. But we all know that they don't.
Right. But the thing is, people don't know their rights that they can refuse the vaccine. And they can, force their employer to attempt to, or, you know, take responsibility. And then if they're fired because of not taking the vaccine, they have a very good lawsuit on their hands.
Well,
you know?
I would say ostensibly yes, but I would think no, because I think the fix is in for everything.
Robert Barnes drafted that letter up and put this on
It's a good theoretical idea. It's something that we all should do in order to stand
Isn't
up.
Isn't that theoretical?
I tell you what, Gene, you get on the show, give me five names of people.
Joe, you're lucky I like you.
Five names.
Give me five names.
You're lucky I like you.
But seriously,
oh my God,
bring somebody onto the show, two people who have actually enforced that particular premise you're talking about, and I tell you, I would be very glad.
Hang on, guys. Hang on.
But most of them intend to get reelected at some
huge Saturday broadcast. And I'm very thankful that so many of you tune into these and share these. When you get excited, it gets 3 million views. When you don't, it gets a million. Still, that is amazing on an independent platform. We're going to restream it to our affiliates as well. But this is so important. And again, usually we're way ahead of the curve. I already knew about their whole agenda here. But this is AI takeover of our lives. This is so evil to tax you by the mile and so much more. And we've got to come together and say no. This is a globalist revolution against the individual, a big tech complete takeover. And the heart of it is these digital IDs. Once they get the digital ID, the vaccine passport, that's your financial cashless society system. That's your social credit score. People are finally getting that. And the UN and others admit that's the plan. So this is a lot bigger than just making sure you, quote, have these dangerous vaccines. This is about totally controlling every facet of your life. Mm-hmm. And Klaus Schwab and others admit that. And once they've got that, they can incrementally totally control every aspect and consolidate control. And remember, their end game is total depopulation. So let's take action together and share the live feed link. And once this is posted at freeworldnews.tv, share this video, because history is happening and an authoritarian revolution has struck at humanity. But humanity's waking up and saying no. The globals are trying to put the chains on right now. We've got to refuse them. This governmental, corporate, digital straitjacket must not ever be firmly placed on us. This is the time to rebel peacefully. This is the time to say no. And it starts by sharing this link and this feed now. Here's Tucker Carlson last night.
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is winding its way through the Senate. A lot going on. You may have missed this, but you should know. It is moving without meaningful Republican opposition. That means, unless something changes very soon, it will become law. Here's what you should know about that bill. It's 2,700 pages long. It will cost more than $1 trillion. It will not pay for itself, despite what they told you. And much of it has nothing whatsoever to do with infrastructure, meaning fixing our crumbling roads and bridges and airports and train stations and all the rest that embarrasses America. Instead, this bill will make science denial official. It will enshrine gender identity in federal law. It would allow the government to track your driving. Why? So they can charge you a fee for every mile you go. This in addition to the gas tax. And scariest of all, this bill requires all new vehicles in the United States to come with monitoring technology, such as eye scanners or breathalyzers. And that means that going forward, you will need the express permission of your federal overlords before you start your car in the morning, because it's their car now. As of tonight, 20 Republican senators appear to support this lunacy. The final vote is this weekend, so if you have views about this, you might want to let them know right away. They assume you're not paying attention, so they can do whatever they want to you, and in this case, they are. Here are the 17 Republicans who have already voted to move this bill forward, listed in alphabetical order. Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Shelley Moore Capito, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Kevin Cramer, Mike Crapo, Lindsey Graham, of course, Chuck Grassley, John Hoeven, Mitch McConnell, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Jim Risch, Mitt Romney, Tom Tillis, and Todd Young. Now, a few of these people plan to retire soon, thank heaven, but most of them intend to get reelected at some point. And it might be good if voters made that impossible.
We and our like around the world are going to go down in history. As the people.
All right. There you go. Yeah, I've been reading a little bit about that bill. Got a lot of stuff in it.
It's got 300 amendments. It's the same bill that I heard about. It's got 300 pork amendments in it from both sides.
You know it's good if Lindsey Graham is for it.
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mitch McConnell. Has
there been anybody else besides he and Romney who are the personifications of rhinos?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wish it was election time again. Maybe people
would
win. When
did Arizona audit things would come out?
I don't know. I keep getting bulletins on it, but I couldn't tell you. I'll go to my mail and see if I got one for today.
But, what you looking for? I didn't hear Gene.
Bulletin for Arizona. When's that coming out?
Okay. No. Isn't that kind of stymied?
I don't know.
The one thing I'm having hopes in is Mike Lindell's symposium. It's coming up in, I think, tomorrow. The 10th.
No, 10th, 11th, and 12th, I believe.
10th through the 12th, then. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening this week.
What's that?
I suppose, yeah. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening this week. It's going to be a crazy week.
I know about Lindell's. What else is happening?
Well, some have speculated that this week is when the Arizona Odyssey come out.
Yeah, it's supposed to, I believe, come out this coming week, but I haven't heard anything else about it, Jane, so I don't know. I'm looking.
Didn't the Supreme Court last week make a decision that was in our favor? I forget exactly what it was, but didn't it?
I don't know.
My memory's shot.
You know, Ron DeSantis wants to run for president because Cinnamon's getting mail from him.
How funny.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought. That's a very scary thought.
You don't like Ron DeSantis?
I thought you said some the guy from New York.
No.
What's his name?
Cuomo.
De Blasio?
No, not Cuomo. De Blasio. No.
De Blasio is the mayor. Cuomo's the governor.
Right, but that's why I thought my mind went to him because of Cuomo and, you know, him being in the news this week. And so my mind went to him, not Florida.
Yeah,
DeSantis has done a good job, but he's gotten, I think, the worst breakout in COVID, supposedly, in the past week or so.
Who has?
DeSantis has.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I didn't hear you said who has?
Oh, DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, they're supposed to have had the worst breakout in COVID so far in the past week.
Well, the funny thing is now they're you know, just doing not hospitalizations, just cases. And it's like, okay, you know, what's the point of, you know, now you don't have scare tactics of death, but we're going to do cases. You know, it just, I don't know. I think they just keep losing ground and they keep just looking for anything and everything they can grasp onto.
You know what's funny, though? The CDC has supposedly admitted that 97% of the recent COVID cases are coming from vaccinated people. And this is supposed to be an admission on their part. So I'm wondering, what the hell's going on here? It sounds like 1984, where there's an announcement where Oceania is our enemy. And then the very next sentence is, Oceania is our friend.
Wasn't it in McConnell, or it was one of the GOP, it recently got COVID and they're fully vaccinated?
A couple of senators are representatives, did I believe.
Well, and I just, you know, I laugh because it's like, Scott and I were talking about this the other night. I'm like, what science are they actually following? They're not. They can't be following any science. And A, they're not showing the science to the public that they're following. B, they keep flip-flopping. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Get vaccinated, you'll be safe. Now you're vaccinated, you're not safe. You can still get it. And if you're vaccinated, you can still spread it. And non-vaccinated can spread it to the vaccinated. And it's like, really, what science are you following?
Well,
there's
you're
no
right on both
there.
Points. They're not showing us the science because they're not following any science, and they're going back and forth, gaslighting people. Yes, the mask is not there. The mask is good. No, the mask is no good. Well, first I said the mask isn't necessary, but it's very necessary. You know, and COVID is not dangerous, but it's so dangerous. And the vaccine, you know, it's unapproved. It has to be frozen, but it's still good.
Somebody, I'm sorry, my husband came in interrupted. I apologize. He's taking care of dishes and he didn't know what something was.
Oh, that was that Scotty? Okay.
Yeah. No, they're not showing any science. Their science is skewed, obviously. You know, they just have no idea what the heck they're doing. And as long as they keep people in fear, or attempt to keep people in fear, they're going to, you know,
well,
have
that's
the
all
upper
it is.
Hand.
You're right. It's just fear-mongering. Look, how many people here actually believe that this vaccine is part of the depopulation regimen? Do people think this is just like a faulty vaccine, or do you guys really think it's here to kill us?
It's here to kill us.
I think it's here to kill people.
Me too.
Well, first of all, it is not a vaccine.
It's not even gene therapy.
Take a look at those words. Those words mean therapeutic. Killing me is not therapeutic.
True. But it's definitely, I do think, I mean, Bill Gates said it himself. He said it himself. You cannot deny it.
Mm-hmm.
He said through vaccine, healthcare, and reproductive health, they can hopefully reduce the population or the increase in population by 10 to 15%.
Yeah.
I mean, the very first thing he said was vaccine. He didn't say through reproductive health or healthcare. He said vaccine.
Kathy, you were about to say something where I think I stepped on you.
Not really, but I did see on the Internet. The CDC is not requiring their own employees to take the shot.
Hmm.
Oh, you just reminded me, the head of Pfizer. He couldn't go, I think, to Italy because he wasn't fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It's
How about the former, why is he not fully vaccinated? Go ahead, Jean.
I'm sorry. It was just like, why is he not fully vaccinated? If it's so great, shouldn't he be fully vaccinated?
Mm-hmm. And what about one of the former directors of Pfizer has said, now this is why I like investigative reporters and whistleblowers, he said the vaccine is dangerous. I think he even went so far as to say, I don't know if he, did he say it was a bioweapon or did he infer very strong or imply very strongly it was a bioweapon?
I can't believe they want to give it to the kids.
I know, but it's just that lawyer that's in California, I think in California, that's got the lawsuit going for the whistleblower about the dust after the vaccine. It's like, I don't know. I just, I, I'm,
Wouldn't that be great if one of the whistleblowers actually won, or, you know, a few of the whistleblowers actually won a few of their cases in court? Oh, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think if they keep trying to push this, there are cases that are going to court over this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't force anybody. I don't care what profession you're in. They cannot force you to take this.
But they are definitely pushing it. They are pushing it big time.
They can. Do you know why they can? Even if it's as unconstitutional as the Constitution can be. Who's got the guns? Who's got the jails? Who's got the media?
Yeah, but the media is losing traction really quick. Come on. And look at all these protests across the world. Not just, you know,
I was about to
in
mention
France,
that. Yeah,
in Australia, in the UK. I mean, there are in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
There's these protests all over the world against this. Against
it. You know,
people are waking up.
Yeah.
I'm getting Bianchi on right now. Bianchi?
Hey, Bianchi. The one I like the best in terms of the world's protest is the one in France where the cops join the protesters.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I like
Bianchi,
that.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself? How's everyone?
I don't want to
talk to you, Bianchi. You're a traitor to your race.
I hear Big Gaffey's in there. It ought to be very interesting tonight.
I am here, my friend.
It just ain't the same when you're not here.
I'm sorry, Kat. Go ahead.
I have a question for Bianchi.
Yes.
I'm doing well. I'm wondering if you're like David Webb and have white privilege.
Am I what now?
If you've got white privilege.
White privilege like David Webb.
Who is David Webb?
David Webb.
Who is that?
You don't know who David Webb is. David Webb, he has a talk show on the Patriot Channel. And
yeah, he's very good.
Apparently I don't know him.
Anyways,
remember
he
when
was
that
accused
Black
of having,
yeah, at Black
he was accused Black last year, I think, of having white privilege. And he's black.
I'll tell you what you are, Bianchi. You are
What's
a traitor to your race.
Oh, yeah, that's what they like to call me.
No, I'm not talking about in general. I'm talking about, remember when you went on the Earlene show? Twice.
Yeah, that woman.
You know,
she set up
an hour and a half program. She dogged you out, me out, Sarge, and even Donnie.
You ever look in her eyes on her picture? Something wrong with that woman.
Well, I can tell you more about her, but it's not really worth the trouble.
That's Joe's partner. Nothing about bad about Joe's partner.
Yeah, that was my partner for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, she's not talking to me. I don't even know why, and then I have to go and listen to this program. I still don't know why. She has no plausible reason to. She says, here are the facts, and she doesn't bring any facts, and it's like crazy. So,
did she hurt your feelings?
No, she didn't hurt my feelings. She just made another fool of herself.
You got to have feelings to be hurt.
Well, that's what I keep telling you, Donnie. Sure. If I had feelings, you would have hurt you, especially in Kathy, would have hurt mine a long time ago.
I know.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, why would I want to hurt your feelings?
I don't know why. Why would you?
I wouldn't.
Everybody
well,
else
but does. Oh, well. Mm.
Did I?
No, because I have no feelings.
Oh.
He doesn't have
them. I wouldn't do it anyways.
I know, Kat.
Yes, you would.
No, she wouldn't.
You guys are just going to have to quit going around hurting everybody's feelings.
That's right.
And make them mad.
Amen.
I don't
what
even
are you
know
about you. What kind of feelings have we hurt?
I don't even know who this lady is and getting trashed.
That's what
by
I'm
something.
Saying. You don't know her. You don't even know she exists.
No.
And she's mentioning you by name. She's saying, don't go to Donnie's show. He won't let you in. We were there for, I don't forget how long, and, you know, and then she starts on Sarge, has no reason to start on Sarge, has a few reasons to start on Bianchi. Then she starts on me. Oh.
Well, it sounds like it's Donnie's fault.
It is.
Started all this mess.
If you would only let her on so she could show everybody what kind of a loon she is, then everything would have been fine.
I would have. If I would have known she was there, I would have definitely got her on.
Joe,
but don't you guys know that we're the loons?
Anybody that loves Bianchi definitely gets on real quick.
You men should know by now, as old as you are, how quick a woman can get her panties in a wad.
Oh, God, yeah.
You ain't lying there.
God, yeah. What were you saying, Gene?
I said, we're considered the loons, don't you know?
Of course. But you know what? We're the loons that are over half the country, because don't forget, Trump got over 71 million votes before the ballots came in by truck.
Right.
I mean, you know, when we had all that video evidence and the affidavits, and you know, we're making it all up.
Hey, Critic, you know about Maricopa County thing? How many affidavits are attesting to the election fraud? I've seen 100, and I've seen the figures of 7,000. Which figure is right?
I don't know.
He went bye-bye already. He's just small.
Donnie, if you let that woman on your program,
yes, sir.
Tell her. You know how you cut Bianchi off when he's on your show? Then go click.
Okay, you got it. Hell yeah.
That's what you have to do.
That's how you do it. I got you, my friend. Give her back some of that medicine.
But I got some things to talk about.
Oh, Jesus. Nine to one, it's about race.
No, not this time.
Oh, no?
Somebody told me that the women's prison facilities in California, you may have some or a few, where the women are coming up pregnant.
Oh, that's always been the case.
No, yeah, but this is not the guards.
Oh, no?
No.
Mm.
It's probably the transvestite.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Kidding me.
No, he's not. It's, you know why? Because if you are if you identify as a transgender, you don't even have to take 1 ounce of a hormone in California.
Yeah.
You may request to go to a woman's prison. That's where you're going to, right, Bianchi?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Isn't it something else?
No kidding.
And you know something else which Bianchi hasn't mentioned, and I bet you he would in about a few seconds. I bet you they're pregnant because of rape, not because they just said, oh, what a good-looking tranny you are.
I don't know. Yeah, okay, well, I don't know where to go with that one.
Well,
how many of them were pregnant, though, when they got put in prison?
Huh?
How many were already pregnant when they were sentenced?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a few.
Well,
there are cases of the female prisoners who are being terrified, of course, and then getting raped.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing to do is to separate the trannies from the female population.
Oh, Cassie.
You know?
Cassie.
What?
You can't do that. Be fair.
Come on, Kathy.
That is fair.
Why would you want to be prejudiced against a certain classification of female?
Well, because. just because I can.
That's on the official papers, you know. When they take a look at the official documents and they go, what's the reason? Just because.
Yeah, just because.
Because I can.
And that's good enough. That is good enough.
Hey, Ken, what's the new label this week? Is it non-terrestrials? What are they being called today?
I was going to tell Bianchi to quit calling them aliens. We're going to call them humanoids.
Humanoids.
Because an alien is from someplace else. Mm-hmm. And apparently some of these have been here before we were. So are we the aliens to them or what?
Yeah, as far as that
humanoid.
Humanoid.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I remember
humanoid.
That from my science fiction comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah, humanoids.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch
well, I'm keeping my eyes
Arctic.
Open.
Well, there's a bunch living up there at the Arctic.
How do they keep warm?
They're inside the Earth. Inside.
Yeah.
I don't
what's
know.
What's living in the Arctic?
Get with it, Bianchi.
Daniel would know more about that than anybody, along with Pat.
I don't know.
Oh, no? Oh, all right.
He's not claiming to know anything about this. man charged with beheading a woman. He was in the United States illegally. What a surprise.
Oh, he hit
a
woman?
Yeah.
In broad daylight.
Broad daylight, yeah.
In broad daylight, he did it.
Was he yelling, Allah Akbar?
I don't
know that.
Yeah, really.
Don't know what he...
They're always prone to do that.
I don't think he was. I think he was, like, Latino, Hispanic, something like that.
Why would you behead a woman in daylight?
Well, I read about it, but I've done forgot what it was.
Couldn't
I
wait
read.
Till nighttime.
Yeah.
If you want to get away with it, yeah.
I mean, he was already a criminal and had other charges against him. Should have been deported before a long time ago.
Now he wants.
Now
he wants to be deported.
Of course.
No.
He wants what, Donnie?
Now he wants to be deported. Back to his own country.
Right.
Even during the Trump era, there were 100 found before Trump got the election stolen. There were 100, Donnie, help me out because you listen to Hannity too. I think Hannity said there were 100,000 felonies committed in 2 years during the Trump era on the illegals coming across the border. Now, see, I need verification on that because my memory sucks.
I don't know. A lot of it.
Well, he claimed he got rid of a lot of the MS-13 or what?
Yeah,
what is that?
Right. MS-13, you're right.
Yeah. Got rid of a lot of them. But, you know, they're
all back now.
They're all back now.
No, hold on, not
and
all
then
of them.
Some.
Tucker was in a... went. Somewhere, I forgot now, I've got it on Tucker Originals. He went down to the prison and interviewed some MS-13 people that had been in our country for years, and now Trump sent them back, and now they're in prison in their country. So there's a whole bunch of MS-13. There's another group, too, down there. So, I don't even know the name of them. Tattoos everywhere.
Like
yeah.
That's how
well, you know, and this illegal stuff here, kind of ties in with COVID stuff. Now, here in America, they want you to have a vaccine, have verification so you can go to a restaurant and shop, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, the proof that you've had this vaccine. But they're allowing in these illegals either A, they're not getting tested, or B, testing positive, not getting a vaccine, and shipping them all over the country.
Right.
There's something wrong with that picture.
They're trying to build and create congressional districts. That's what they're trying to do.
That's right.
Well, I know what they're trying to do, but the point is, you know, as Americans, I mean, that right there alone should wake people up and say, well, you want to put me in a lotto for $1 million and you want to give me a free cheeseburger and you want to give me this and that to get the vaccine. But these people don't have to get one when they're in your custody and you're giving them an airplane ticket. You're not giving them a jab before they hit the plane.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, if you go to the FBI website, like I was today, and I was looking up the FBI white collar crime top 10 and fugitives, it looks to me, Diane, like white males are being discriminated against.
Oh, here we go.
No.
White American males are being discriminated against.
White
American males. Let me tell you why. Out of the white collar crimes, only 3 out of 41 is white American. The rest of them are all from all over the place, including Russia, Syria. Then the top 10 most wanted, only 2 is white males. The other 8 is foreigners. Then if this don't make white males pissed off,
that's right. That's
fugitives. Out of 361 fugitives on the FBI list, only 35 is white males, Americans.
Boy.
Damn.
I think everybody should rise up.
Damn. You got to work harder.
Don, you need to go some crime. Go get a go do some white collar crime.
Yeah.
You ought to see all these names. You can't even begin to pronounce them. They look like something out of the Superman contest when they were talking about Lex Luthor and all that.
Mm.
Russians, Chinese, Arabs, Africans.
Mm.
These Africans is racking up on this Medicare fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how are they doing
Somalians.
That?
Pardon me?
I mean, how are they racking up on Medicare fraud?
Well, I can tell you how they was doing up in Minnesota with the with that fraud, the daycare fraud. You have women bring a van full of children, go in and sign up, then bring them out and take them to the next place, then the next place.
You know, they're in McAllen, Texas. They're processing, talking about jumping off of Bianchi's story for a second, is that they're processing 1,000 kids coming across the border every day in one particular place in McAllen, Texas, being given to Catholic charities to be then shipped out across the country to sex traffickers.
Catholic charities and the Lutheran charities are two of the most hideous organizations you ever want to find.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
These kids haven't been inoculated for nothing.
I was about to say the ones coming across the border, none of them. Now Biden says, we're going to clamp down on them. Well, what about the last few months when you were allowing them to come across the border with no vaccine whatsoever?
Well,
they don't
want to
kill
months?
Them yet.
Biden is a damn fool.
You mean the last 7 months?
What, Gene?
All the last 7 months.
Yeah.
There's more that's come in our country in the last 7 months. I think probably in the last 4 years.
Over a million.
100,000 a month.
Oh,
that's
no. 200,000 last month.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Man. They're just giving
I don't
think
they want
money.
To come here the right way. Sorry. Come the right way.
What were you saying?
I was just saying, come the right way. Come, there's legal channels. Oh, did you see the interview that Tucker had with the Hungarian ambassador?
Yes.
No.
Very good.
That was, it was, he was like, you know, because he was talking about immigration, you know, in Hungary, and he's like, you know, Tucker said, well, you're one of the few countries that wasn't taken. And he goes, because my people don't want them. My people, we have legal ways for them to come. And if they want to come, they can file for the legal ways. We're not just letting them in. And I'm like, da-da-da.
Yeah, but all the other countries are mad at him. Pissed off at him.
So?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, if every country would stand up and have, you know, their legal laws done, you know, for this immigration.
He said
that would help.
He and Trump got along just fine.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, most
and
would
Biden
country-
call him? Biden said that he was mean? No. Said that he was something. Kind of like mean or a pompous or something.
I've got it, but it's too long to play and I didn't cut it up. So.
But you know what I'm talking about. Biden and nasty words about him.
Nobody likes him because he stands up for his people.
He puts Hungary first.
That's right. That's what
he
said.
And just like Trump wanted to put America first.
That's right.
Putin is putting Russia first.
Yeah.
Why do you think nobody likes Putin? Because he doesn't go along with him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, you're right.
And when Trump put America first, it was the same thing.
Right.
Same thing.
I just forgot my choo-choo. Oh, shit.
You forgot
your what?
My choo-choo. Jean's train. Remember when she says that she forgets her choo-choo? When you lose your train of thought?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's a clue. Jesus,
that happens. I call it a senior moment.
Oh, that's for damn sure.
I'm having a senior moment.
Yeah, that's putting a good spin on it. I've had too many of these goddamn
senior moments. Donnie forgot about the show last Monday night, remember?
Oh, I'm glad you brought it up.
No, the show Monday night?
I was there at 9 o'clock, Donald.
Well, Daniel was ready to get on the show, and I come in from my mother's house and nothing, and I called Donnie, and Donnie forgot. He told Daniel. Now, Daniel, you tell me, you call me, and remind me about a show during the week when we do one. So last night,
I got you, brother.
Last night, before I came in.
On Tuesday or Wednesday, I said, we'll do a show the next night. Have Daniel call me to remind me. Nobody called me. Notice we didn't have a show.
Well, Donnie, I come in from Mama's last evening. Daniel was ready to get on the show. I said, Daniel, this is Friday night. This is not Saturday.
I was calling in last night, Donnie.
All right.
So you don't need to be asking Daniel to call you to remind you.
No, I guess
when
not.
The show is.
No, that would have been a bad idea, I guess.
Donnie, do you stay in front of your PC for long periods of time?
Yes.
Do you know about the schedulers? You can set up an auto scheduler. So that it'll pop up, a dialogue box will pop up and remind you of what to do.
Thanks, Joe. That's nice of you, Joe.
Donnie, well, why don't you just make yourself notes, you know?
I've got it all over my monitor right now. It says set up show, but you got to remember to look at the damn things.
That's what I said. Yeah. That's why I'm saying if you're in front of your PC all the time, the thing will automatically take precedence and pop a dialogue box and let you know what it is that you want to be reminded of.
When that happens, Joe, I'll stop doing this show.
Why?
All right. When I have to have something pop up on my monitor to remind me.
Well, if you're not going to have Daniel call you, if you're not going to look at your notes, then what
else? I'd rather do that. I'd rather have that happen.
Jesus. Well, I call in every night but Saturday.
Now, everybody, have you heard about Congresswoman Cori Bush? Have you heard about this lady?
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
She is nutty.
Great. Now, you got to... I've got a copy of it, but it's been taken down. But I'm sure Mark Dice has got it, so I'm going to play it.
Well, this week, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got caught performing more masked theater for the camera when she was outside the Capitol protesting, demanding more government handouts when somebody suggested that they take a photo. Little did she know the scene was already being recorded. So she put her mask on, but then as soon as the picture was done being taken, of course, the mask came back off.
Let's take a quick photo so we can keep the pressure up so other colleagues can come out here, yeah?
I thought this was about Cori Bush, and it says it is.
But CalPERS for Brains didn't win the Hypocrite of the Week award, despite being caught red-handed. She was upstaged by Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush, who openly admitted to spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on private security for herself, while at the same time demanding that we defund them.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life, and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets because we're trying to save lives.
But that's just a small sample of the insanity that's spreading across the country. In case you've heard that CDC is now admitting that, and I'm going to have to quote them directly so I don't get accused of spreading medical misinformation. The CDC is admitting that fully vaccinated people are spreading, quote, similarly high viral loads of the coronavirus as unvaccinated people. In fact, here's the CDC director saying it herself.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
So now the Facebook fact checkers are working overtime trying to give the false impression that fully vaccinated people aren't still spreading the coronavirus, particularly the Delta variant.
What's
which
the good of having the vaccine?
The director admitted they are. PolitiFact has debunked the false claim that the CDC confesses the vaccines are failing and the vaccinated can be super spreaders. This is, in a sense, a fake fact check because it is essentially a distorted half-truth. The vaccine is effective at stopping most people from getting severely ill if they contract the coronavirus. That part of the fact check is true. But notice how they try to conflate it by making people think that it's also false that fully vaccinated people are not spreading the virus, which, of course, they are. The reason for most of the vaccine hesitancy isn't that people don't believe that the vaccine doesn't help to prevent severe illness or hospitalization if contracting the virus. It's that they're concerned about any possible long-term side effects from such a vaccine that hasn't been fully approved since the long-term trials haven't been completed yet. And not to sound like a broken record, I'm not telling people that they need to take the vaccine or that they shouldn't take the vaccine. I don't give medical advice. That's on you. Old Joe, however, has plenty of advice, and not just about the best flavor of ice cream.
And now I've said that constantly, and others have as well. The vaccination of the unvaccinated. You know, and it's needless, taking a needless toll on our country.
Let me read from the transcript so I can try to understand this. The vaccination of the unvaccinated is taking its toll? Was that a Freudian slip, old Joe, or just another dementia episode? Tell us, Mr. President, how many Americans are vaccinated now?
Well over, what's the number again? I remind myself, 350 million Americans have already been vaccinated.
Uh-huh. 350. 350 million?
Yeah.
The whole country.
That man is dumb.
Not doing fine is you. There are only 330 million people in the United States. Well, I guess there are 330 million citizens. You have the 20 million illegal aliens. That adds up to 350 million people. But that would mean that every single person here is vaccinated. And obviously, they're not. And we're not supposed to talk about what's happening at the southern border, which is why the liberal media industrial complex continues to just complain about Donald Trump 24-7, trying to keep people's eye off of the ball. But thankfully, we have people like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who old Joe is criticizing because he won't force the kids to wear face diapers when they go back to school here in the next week or two.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide-open southern border. You have hundreds of thousands of people pouring across every month. And it's not just from Mexico. In fact, it's rarely from Mexico. We have over 100 different countries where people are pouring through. Not only are they letting them through, they're then farming them out all across our communities across this country, putting them on planes, putting them on buses. You think they're being worried about COVID for that? Of course not. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
People are so tired of the Democrats' hypocrisy that pollster Frank Luntz told CNN to stop interviewing Dr. Fauci because he turned so many people off.
And Anderson, I'm going to tell you something which probably you don't want to hear, but I'd rather see Tom Friedman on this show than Anthony Fauci on this show, because Fauci's become so politicized, so polarized, that every time he speaks, he actually turns off people.
He went on to say perhaps the most truthful thing that had ever been uttered aloud on CNN.
We have so destroyed our democracy. We have done so much damage to this country. It's one of the reasons why I had to get out.
Yes, you professional liars have ruined the country. And notice how he admitted that he fled. He's not the only one. Billionaire co-founder of Google, Larry Page, also fled the country and is now a resident of New Zealand and has been living out the pandemic in Fiji. He probably knows what's coming this fall and winter with lockdown 2.0 and the Marxist foot soldiers continuing to act up and the Black Lives Matter terrorists and hyperinflation and the Great Reset, but that's the subject for a whole other video. But back to the vaccine hesitancy that the media won't stop hyperventilating about. Most of the reason for that is the media themselves and their failure to actually address people's legitimate concerns about any possible unforeseen, undetected, long-term side effects from a vaccine that still hasn't been fully approved by the FDA. Not to mention, they're solely blaming the unvaccinated people for spreading the coronavirus, when, as you saw, the CDC director admits that fully vaccinated people can contract the virus, although their chances of severe illness and death are greatly diminished, but they can, if they contract it, still spread the virus with, quote, a similarly high viral load as those who are unvaccinated. And again, I'm not telling people whether or not I have or have not been vaccinated or what they should or shouldn't do, because I don't want other people making their decision based upon my decisions. One thing I do know, however, is that Dr. Fauci should be arrested. This is the lead doctor giving our country advice about the pandemic and masks and vaccines, Dr. Flip-Flopper, Dr. Wuhan Lab Thunder Fauci. He should be arrested for perjury at the very least. And if you agree and want to spread the word, order my new Arrest Dr. Fauci shirt from my online store at markdice.com. Like all of my designs, it's available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie. And
all right. Nice t-shirt, markdice.com. Go check him out. Got a lot of books out.
Hey, did you give Kathy those emails I sent you?
No, I didn't give it to her. I haven't been on Facebook. I don't go to Facebook to share
anything.
No,
emails. Emails.
I don't have her email.
What emails?
I don't
those
have
those health products. Those health products I told you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Be nice, Donnie, if you did send them to me.
What? I don't even have your email. I don't even know if you got an email address.
Why wouldn't you have your cousin's email?
Oh, I don't know.
That's unheard of nowadays.
Without Daniel, she doesn't know how to turn the damn thing on.
Well, you call her once a week to make sure she's all right, she and Daniel. Damn.
No, he doesn't.
Her phone,
well, I thought he did.
He does not.
I don't call her every week. Hello.
Oh, okay. My bad.
If it wasn't for me calling, I'd never hear from her.
Well, I should tell you how
well,
long
I tell you what, that's some good stuff I have. I'll take that myself. Others do too.
Well, I'm interested in health products. I mean, really good alternate health products. So what are, so what is it that you've been recommending, Pianchi?
I gave Donnie a whole...
I'm looking for
two files worth.
Okay.
He probably going to let them fall on the floor and open
them.
No,
I didn't. I'm looking at all kinds of Chicago stuff, though.
I like the way DeSantis told Joe to go take a hike.
Yeah, I did, too.
That's the way states need to do.
That's right.
Tell the federal government to go to hell.
Yep.
It sounded like you were going to say something else there, Yankee.
Yeah. Sounded like it.
He caught himself.
Yes, he caught himself. I'm looking.
Well, that damn Andrew Cuomo, that's about an arrogant son of a gun, ain't he?
What do you say now?
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
I love, you know what I love about that is he comes out and goes, this is how I was raised, you know, to be affectionate and touchy-feely like this. I'm like this with all people.
I'm,
like,
I'm Italian. I'm Italian.
He says the women are in misinterpreting his intentions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hand on my boob? Really?
Well, that's no misinterpretation there.
Well, the two ladies that are, that is in his detail to protect him is still in his detail.
Oh,
and
did
they,
you hear?
They came out.
Did you hear the claim from the one of the state female state patrol officers how she was confused and not only uncomfortable, but she was shaken when he put her, when Cuomo put his hands on her stomach? You're a state trooper, and that's going to make you shake?
Yeah.
Hell, he should have shot his ass.
Gee.
Yeah, it's,
I mean... what happens if you have to actually confront a real criminal? You're going to go shake?
Yeah, see, Trump only talked about it, doing it, and this guy has done it, and women come forth. I thought that if she said it, I believe it. I thought that was the cliche around.
Not,
yeah, but how,
not if you're a Democrat.
That's
did
right.
You hear the reporter? Did you hear the reporter ask Biden? Yes, I think it was yesterday, Thursday, or yesterday. You know, Biden came out and right away said he should resign. And this guy brought up the fact that, not to Biden, it was to his mouthpiece, that lady, Jen
Psaki
or whatever the hell her name is. How about when that lady, you know, said that, President Biden did some things, and she talked all around it. Oh, that was dropped, and you know, bullshit. You know, that lady said he stuck two fingers in her.
Oh, you're talking about when he had the fingers between the legs years ago?
Yeah. Against the wall. That was last year she came out with
what?
It before the election, and it was just dropped.
Well, they should ask him, and they should ask Biden if the allegations that if he done what they say he done, should he resign? He probably say, yeah, he should resign. Do you think the president should resign if he done what the ladies say? Yes, he should resign.
Absolutely. I bet he would, too.
Yeah. Well, he'd be thinking about Trump instead of himself.
Exactly. Exactly. But it would, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be great. But he is thinking about running again, guys.
What?
He is thinking about running again. Pretty sure he is.
Hey, when is the Newsom recall thing? Is that this month or next month?
Next month, I think.
Well, that's when it's supposed to tabulate all the results up?
What?
Eureka.
What did you say, Joe?
Is that when they're supposed to tabulate all the results up of the petition?
No. The recall for Newsom in California.
Yeah, but it has to be done as a, because of a petition.
It's already done. You're going to vote on the recall. They had enough.
So they had enough to bring it up for a vote then?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even think it would get that far.
And the thing when I said Larry Elder wasn't going to be on the ballot, they didn't want him on the ballot. That's the truth. They didn't want him to run. They were trying to fight because they were saying he was too late to join, and he wasn't. So there you go. I was half right. I thought they were keeping him off the ballot.
Well, is Caitlin still running for governor?
Yes, she is.
You mean he?
Yeah. No, she's a she. She got it cut off.
She. Bruce Jenner.
That don't make him a she. Still does not make him a she.
Well, it's
right.
Still something. I'll call her.
Is that a post-op?
Yeah. If you go through all that crap to be a female, I'll call you a female.
But they're still not a female.
Okay.
That's fucking real. I heard he did all that because he was in love with a guy, and then when he went through all, I didn't know he got the post-op, but when he went through 90% of it, the guy told him, I don't love you anymore, and that's when he started running for governor. Something like that.
Oh, that's what I heard.
She makes one hell of an ugly female, I'll tell you that. Hmm. Impressed.
Can you imagine going through all of that for love and then all of a sudden the person that you're in love with, supposedly in love with you, says, hasta la vista? I have to feel sorry for him, her.
Him, her?
Him, her.
Well, I don't.
Shim.
No?
I don't feel sorry for him at all.
Why?
I just don't.
Oh.
Jackie, are you sure you sent me anything about Biden?
He made his choices, Joe.
Anything.
Yeah, but you feel sorry for Biden.
Yeah, I had it on there. It's a bit for Big Kathy.
Well, I do because he's, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
but he's been
I'm hearing that this person you see on there is not really Biden. That Biden got arrested back in 2019.
Oh,
Kathy,
God.
Where do you hear all this stuff from?
I ain't saying that I believe it or not, but, you know.
You're not
saying you
don't know if you believe it or not.
But Biden is a nutcase. We saw that during the campaign. He didn't even know where he was half the time. And then he said, vote for me. I'm running for the Senate, you know. And,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
I blame his family. His family should not allow him to do this, you know. And I just don't think he's all there.
I don't feel sorry for him because for the last 40 years, he's been flip-flopping. He's also been practically a KKK member. He's been a corrupt thief all his life, a liar, plagiarist.
Absolutely.
And now that he's run for office, being helped by his family who thinks more about the presidency than they think about him. He's been a crook all these years and a liar. I don't feel sorry for that guy.
And he's lost his mind. He's not in his right mind anymore. That's the consequences.
Well, when he was in his right mind, he made the choices to be the kind of person that should lose his mind for the safety of America.
True. But it ain't happened yet.
I don't know. Do you think it'd be better if Kamala got in there? I don't know.
I don't think she can.
You know, they were supposed, both of them were supposed to be removed, according to what I read, if they didn't achieve 70% vaccination rate. And they didn't. So I'm waiting for something to happen to both of them.
Well, maybe something will happen this month. You know.
Scott had said something about he thought he heard that the Ohio GOP senator is starting the process of, or trying to find backing to start the process for impeachment. Anybody else heard that?
I heard something that he's, of what you said, Gene, I think I heard you say he's looking for backing, and that's about
backing
all I heard.
Backing to start the impeachment process against Biden. Impeach him.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about it.
Now, if he's impeached, does that impeach both the president and the vice president, or just the president? Just the president, right?
President.
So that would put Kamala in there,
only
who
one.
Has got even a lower rating than she did when she was running for president,
only
which
one.
That even proved to be sucky because she had to back out because she was one of the lowest ones. And then, so, like, if she was gone, then we have, oh, my God, we would have Pelosi. We're screwed no matter what way we go.
That's for sure.
Yeah, some of you scholars can help me out here, but somebody asked me, why are they pushing this this trial or whatever the hell you want to call it against Trump about January 6th? I said, well, he wants to impeach him again. I believe if you impeach a person three times, that's the charm to keep him from running for office again.
Well,
now, that's what I believe. What I've always thought.
Well, I believe you're right. Along with the fact they want to set that as a message for anybody else who does run and wants to try to drain the swamp, that you're going to be in for a hell of a ride during your presidency.
But how can you impeach somebody who they say is not the president?
That is
correct. It's like firing a CEO and then a month later you fire him again.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that.
No.
It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense what they're doing up there.
They say they can. That's how I know.
So does that mean that he's still the president?
No.
Unless he is still the president.
No.
They just, you know.
No. This show is not responsible for his cousin.
Donnie is right. He is out of office.
Well, you can't.
Okay. He's not the president. The wording in the Constitution is to impeach the president. If he's not the president, then they're, you know, what they're doing is wasting our time.
And our money. And everything else is falling apart, but they're wasting all their energy on this bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been what, 7 months?
Right.
Okay. We didn't even hear as much about Obama after he left office. Or Clinton. No, I'm serious. We did not. Why is Donald Trump such a threat still? There's something that he is still a threat to them, and they know it. And they know it. And if they're trying to impeach him again, they can't impeach him because he's not the sitting president. Because it's to remove him from office.
It's a message for anybody else who's a Trump supporter, who follows in his footsteps, who may want to try to drain the swamp, that he'll be impeached 13,000 times in office and 14,000 times when he gets out of office. And all that's a distraction.
But the Constitution does not state you impeach a former president.
Well, yeah, I know.
You
so
impeach the sitting president.
Yeah,
right.
But if they do it, nobody's to stop them. if they actually set up impeachment proceedings, then people, the Republicans will come along and they'll say, you can't do it, but they'll participate in the mock trial anyway.
They're just making up their own rules up there, you know?
Of course. What they need is a visit from a couple of good humanoids.
Send a rod of God down on them.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool.
No, they need some snap, crackle, and pop to the kneecap.
That's it.
Pianki's
got it. Is he still the president? And they know it.
Did you find it, Donnie?
He still has a lot of power, Gene. A lot of power.
Well, yeah, just look at all these rallies. I mean, come on.
Pianki, I found three that you sent me. And
this was just here the other, this last week.
Okay, I'm on August 1st, 31st. I went all the way down to the...
August 31st?
Wow.
Wrong year.
Look, here's a way to organize your email. Pianki's going to send you whatever he sends you. It's going to be with his heading. That's going to be the same no matter what. Let's assume it's from Pianki, okay? Just rearrange, sort your email according to the sender, and all of Pianki's emails will pop up organized for you, and you won't have to keep going up and down and scrolling.
That's a good idea, Joe.
Why don't you fly out to Michigan and set that up for me, Joe?
I'll do that. Have you got the money to fly me out there, Donnie?
No, Joe. Get off your cheap ass and...
Oh, my cheap ass. I'm helping you out.
Just open up another folder.
I got a folder just for you, Pianki, but I didn't put this, you know, in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I haven't put anything. I got Chicago riots.
Donnie, just do what I say. Okay?
Helping all Spanish children to stand on their feet. I got that.
Just go to, you're inside your email box. Just sort out the sender column, and Pianki will be there all organized for you.
Okay. Whatever
just,
you
say.
Came out to that.
Just click on
the 21st.
Do all of that. Just click on the sender column.
Huh?
Just click on the send. The columns are arranged by sender, date, and some other categories. Click on the sender column within the inbox.
You do realize I have AOL, don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Forget it.
Then you can sort them alphabetically, Don.
What? Mine goes
you
by
can
the.
You can sort it alphabetically. You can sort it by sender.
Sure can.
Yes, you can.
Just
you may not be able to do that.
Right.
You guys are confused.
Go to where it says from.
From.
And click on that, and it'll sort it by sender.
No. Go to, you're already inside your inbox. You have a number of categories right there at the top of your inbox columns. You've got from. Right.
And date.
Okay, you got from and date? Okay, click on the from. Double-click it or click on it once. Whatever makes it sort.
It'll sort by alphabetically.
Right.
It ain't sort. Oh,
it's not? Oh, I'm sorry.
It did something. It didn't do a damn thing.
Nothing. Oh, okay.
I do it all the time when I'm going through all my emails.
I'm not going to do it during the show anyway because I'll blow my computer up.
No, all right.
Okay. I'm just going to keep looking. You guys got me all screwed up. I'm on August 6th. I'm going down. Continue talking. You can talk.
August 6th was yesterday.
I know. I'm on August 2nd now. Yeah, you chill out.
Oh, we've only got, what, four more days to go. All right.
July 31st. Enroll it.
Yeah.
I guess nobody's going to talk. They're going to wait till
I was going to say, so, Little Miss, what's her name?
July 29th.
They had the, press conference saying defund the police, but I get to pay for protection.
Oh, yeah.
I just played that.
What's her name?
Yeah.
I know you just played that.
Corey Bush.
You played it, but we didn't talk about it.
Okay, Bianchi, Chicago riots on July 28th is the first, and then after that is July 27th, the second shot re-catching COVID and amputees, which scared the hell out of me. Thank you, Bianchi. Then I got to go all the way down to 21st. Helping all disadvantaged children to stand on their feet.
Does anybody have a hand up on the
clipboard? I just sent it to you again.
Oh, okay. Let me go to the... Why didn't you say that, Bianchi? Instead of let me go all the way down to... Well, I haven't got it
because
yet.
Because it's funny.
There it is. There, Big Kathy, I got it. Now, Big Kathy... After the show sometime, we'll get your email. I'll send this to you.
Anybody on the switchboard with a hand up?
I don't know. I've been screwing with my mail for the last hour.
Excuse me.
Yeah, okay. Purple Pill said Biden is obviously not the only nutcake.
Yeah, but...
I love feels like that. They're great.
Scott was reading something. There's like four different Bidens.
What?
Scott was reading something. There's like four different Bidens. If you look, it's like we have a joke. Is his earlobe attached or detached this time?
What? Wait, what?
When you're watching Biden.
Yes.
It's like sometimes his earlobe looks like it's attached. You know, if people... don't have a free hanging earlobe, and then sometimes it looks like it's detached, like a little free hanging earlobe. Like it's not the same person.
You've been talking to Kathy too much.
No, I haven't. Nope. We actually listen to some of the same people, but we actually look at a lot of different people from each other. And there's just too many out there that are, you know,
yeah,
for your next question.
Let me get
all you have to do. All y'all have to do is watch them when they're on television. I saw Pelosi one time; her eyebrows were a certain way. Next time I saw her, they were way, way up on her forehead. You just got to watch them on TV and say, is that her?
Yes.
Are you talking about the same show or different shows?
Different ones.
Oh, different
shows. At different times.
Okay,
when
let me get...
on TV doing press conferences.
Yes,
we
got a caller. 918. Let me get 918 on. 918, you are on.
Well, hi.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello.
Were you talking about Cori Bush earlier?
Cori Bush?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
She wants to defund the police, yet she spends $800,000 on security. Yeah, you know, I think the woman is conflicted. I don't know. What say you?
We agree.
Oh, my.
Their philosophy is do like I say, not like I do.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like they have special circumstances, though. So that's a lot of money.
For me, but not for me, right, Angela?
Yeah, she's got she's got work to do. She said she got work to do. Come on, she can't
so
be
she
killed.
She spend all the money she needs to on security.
She has been threatened.
Yeah, on security.
She's too damn.
Well, if she makes inflammatory statements, people are going to react. Very rarely will they respond. They react.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're right.
You know,
yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I believe in demilitarizing the police, but not defund them. I mean, it's crazy what some of the cities have done. And they're hurting now. I mean, look at all the crime.
Yep, you're right. Absolutely right. I when they drive down, I agree. When they drive down the road in tanks, I think that gets people. Bigger artillery out and shoot at them. And
I want more money for health help, HELP services.
Mhm. That's the ultimate cancel culture. That tank. I mean, I shouldn't laugh about it, but you know what I'm saying.
You almost got
that. Yeah, you
got
to laugh about it without pulling your damn hair out. In her community.
And
I'm
Corey
glad Bush, I don't live there.
Corey Bush said, suck it up, Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, isn't Corey Bush from Missouri around the St. Louis
area? She's from St. Louis. She's from St. Louis. This congressional district 1, which covers St. Louis. And being that blacks is moving across the Missouri River into St. Charles County, they probably going to try to move it over there, too, in order to keep up with black folks.
Well, what's left of St. Louis? I mean, it's been destroyed. Sad to say, it used to be such a nice community. And their education, I feel bad for St. Louis.
I think they caught somebody trying to cut the arch down for scrap.
Dang.
Come on now, Bianchi. Nah, don't start that now.
Some of Joe's cousins stole my daughter's gun out of her car.
I'm not going to keep
it. Oh, wow.
I got to get
her
gun
on me.
Yeah.
That's what I got on her about that. So she's going to get one of these flash bras now.
What's that?
What the hell is that?
A flash bra? Look it up on Google. It's a bra where you can keep your pistol up there, and you just pull down on the tab.
Oh, they have all different types of holsters that are different and unique.
I just never heard of
that's
that.
That's a good idea. I mean, people put their wallet in the bra, so why not a gun?
Yeah. Be hard to put
it securely in there, mind you. But
yeah.
I knew a woman years ago actually put a derringer in between her breasts.
Oh, a lot of them used to do that, even back during the Western times. Miss Kitty had one on Gunsmoke, didn't she?
Damn right she did. She's going to protect Marshall Dillon.
That's right.
Damn.
The man who never pulled through for her. Well, you know I'm right.
Yeah, I know. I think he was gay. But hey, that's okay. He was
could
still
be.
He's a good sheriff.
Wasn't he vibing for Clint Eastwood role?
Not that I know.
One time?
No, not that I know of either.
I don't know.
No, he's way older than Clint Eastwood. No, not way older, but he was older. Gunsmoke was on about the same time as Rawhide, but Clint Eastwood was a youngster, and James Arnaz was about late 30s when he was doing Gunsmoke.
Rowdy Yates was was his
character.
That's
when he could act. If you ever notice him, he was actually acting in that series.
Well, I think he acts, huh?
Well, I mean, nowadays it's just... you want to try it, big boy, or you got the big gun, I got the big gun, or come on, think you can pull the trigger faster now?
I bet you do porno.
Joe, what is that impression?
It's either Clint Eastwood or God.
The other side of him.
I forget.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh, you guys are crazy. Oh, my. Yeah, Corey
Joe
Bush.
Just reminded me. Go ahead.
Corey Bush just amazed me with her arrogance.
How did they vote her in? I mean, was it during the Black Lives Movement? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Now, how did they re-elect AOC and Tlaib and,
yep.
And what's her name in Minnesota, Omar?
I mean, I don't think that's going to happen again. Hopefully it won't. You know, people need to support a candidate that will be good in that office. Not just to replace them, but that's good.
Well, with the fraud,
right.
You know, she was really elected.
Well, I can actually see why she was elected. New York is Democratic. And Minnesota is probably Democratic, and the other two probably also.
I don't know. Rumor has it the whole country read this last election.
Well, I tell you one thing. Again, that election got me by a complete surprise, and I'm sure that it spread its corruption out from the swing states to most of the other states. So when 2022 pops up, they are well coordinated and well prepared.
So I think it matters on one theme, that's the economy. And the way that inflation is going up, they don't expect it to come down anytime soon. You know, I'm really concerned for the state of our union.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The inflation, money. People they're going to debate whether to extend unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
September.
Well, then the moratorium too. The rent moratorium where Biden's like, I can do it without anybody's approval. I can extend it. What?
Yeah.
Well, hell, Louisiana's got 50,000 job openings that's being unfulfilled. Yeah, that's what I heard in a commercial.
What type of jobs? I'm curious. Did they say what kinds? I mean, I'm sure nurses are needed down there.
Oh, yeah,
because no one's vaccinating.
If you come walking down the street with a nurse's uniform on, they run out and grab you, pull you in.
That's a scary job. Some of the employers are requiring that, but states like New York, they can follow through with it. Other states, the employees still have rights.
Well, all across the country, they still have rights. It's just, are people willing to look to find out what their rights are or feel defeated and feel they have to comply? You know, just because they're being threatened.
Well, the nurses are definitely checking up on their rights, you know, because it's an experimental vaccine until Labor Day when it becomes official. So maybe that will change things. But I've seen a lot of people dying. You know, my friends, I've had a family member die from COVID. And, you know, I live in two states, and they're both contagious. I mean, I don't know where to go. It's a problem here.
I don't know how they can make it approved to the FDA because there has not been enough time lapse. You know, we don't know, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year.
You're right. We don't know,
you know
the extended effects.
Right.
But that COVID's no joke. I had it, and it was just awful. So, and my fingertips always hurt now. That's a weird thing. My fingertips.
Well, I know there's several in my household, several people I know that have had it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's going to be lawsuits from last year from people, from family members of those who passed that had COVID and were denied treatment that was available because of how it
happened. Oh, yeah. That's happening now.
Come along. You seen those? I have not yet.
918, you're from New York, right?
No, I'm from the South. I live in two different states, so.
Oh, I thought 918 was from.
Maybe 919 is New York. There's a area code that starts with 9 in New York. I forget what one it is. I wouldn't mind being in New York right now. I can tell you that. I wouldn't have to worry about catching COVID again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because they're going
to
be a lot.
Well, if you hit it once, you shouldn't be able to catch it again.
Well, it's 3 to 6 months for the antibodies. I can't even get the vaccine because I had COVID while I was waiting for the vaccine. And go ahead.
Your body will produce a vaccine itself.
Antibodies. The antibodies are coursing through my system. But even so, I can catch that Delta virus, and it only takes 20 seconds to catch that ugly thing. So, I mean,
yeah,
I really think
the Delta
people
virus,
need to keep away from
body,
other people.
Your body immune system should be able to. I'm just not talking about anyone in particular.
Just a conversation. That's fine.
Your body immune system should be able to handle that.
It was so bad. It was so bad. I was in the hospital twice. I don't want to have that again.
A vaccine is made for one thing, and viruses are smart. So if it's targeting one thing, the virus would just alter itself just a little bit, then the vaccine will go looking
mutate.
For it, drive right
well,
back.
It's just like the flu. There's a different injection every year because it mutates. I'm sorry about the dog in the background. She thinks she's a big dog.
No, you're fine. We love dogs on this show.
So your natural antibodies are better than the vaccine. And they're more apt to fight anything that comes into your body.
I mean, I agree with you on that. However, after having COVID, just the thought of having it again scares me, and that's the honest truth.
What kind of treatment did you receive when you was in the hospital? They put you on a ventilator?
A lot of IV fluids because I wasn't drinking enough. And different medications that they put in the IV. I don't remember some of it, to be honest. I don't remember being on a ventilator. You know, I was in there twice and not for very long, thankfully. I just had a hard time breathing. And if you ever catch COVID, the thing is to lay on your side or on your stomach. Never lay on your back. And do not let that fever go up. Because if the fever goes up, then the intensity of the coughing ensues. And it's scary. When I found it scary and alarming when I couldn't catch my breath. I honestly couldn't. You know, and just it was a challenging
COVID
time.
Affects everybody differently.
That's true.
It really does.
Yeah,
I think I had the Delta variant. I think I had it.
Wow.
What a doozy.
Well,
you probably get a little
If you remember back though last year, when the Red Cross was seeking or getting donations of blood, they were testing it for COVID before, obviously, you know. But they were testing the blood, not on nasal swabs. And they had found that people, and COVID is a SARS virus, okay? So they found that people that had SARS 15, 20 years ago had strong antibodies today.
Oh, well, that's good.
So this misnomer that they're saying, oh, your antibodies are only going to last 6 months, I think is a bunch of bunk to scare people.
Well, I'm getting pushback.
Once you have those antibodies in your system for different things, your body
stay there forever.
Naturally fight. Right. It doesn't just disappear out of your body.
I don't test negative. I test positive still. And I'm getting a lot of pushback from people to get vaccinated. But honestly, it would hurt me if I did. I would catch the virus again. So I cannot get vaccinated. And people are getting really downright hateful towards me. And I tried to explain that even the health department, when I called, said I could not get the vaccine. So when the nurse from the health department tells you that, I take that for fact.
Right.
But
your religious immunity statement. I mean, exemption.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, if anybody finds out, they start calling me out on the internet. You need to get vaccinated. You know, and just
tell them to go to hell.
No, I can't do that. You know, I'm a political consultant. I can't do that.
No, you can't.
It's really frustrating. That's all. I don't know if anybody is facing pushback because they're not getting vaccinated for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not judging anybody's reason. You know, but I think they're like, you're endangering me. And of course, I say now, if you're vaccinated, how am I endangering you? And I'm wearing a mask.
And if they're wearing a mask, how are you going to endanger them?
Well, I'm wearing a mask. So, but sometimes I don't because I still have a hard time breathing. You know, it took me quite a while to recover. My heart's enlarged and my hair is falling out. And,
wow.
I mean, that COVID's no joke.
You stick around here long enough, your hair will fall out.
Well, there's wigs.
You,
I think I may get those weaves.
Sorry, you're vaccinated. You're supposed to be protected.
Well,
yes.
I have the virus. I have antibodies, you know, but that doesn't seem to matter to the Nazi vaccine, please.
But hear me out. Throughout the year, anytime you're vaccinated, you're protected from whatever you're vaccinated from, whether it be mumps and measles and rubella or polio or whatever. You're protected from getting that. That's the idea of a vaccine, right? So if you're getting a vaccine for COVID, you should be protected as being vaccinated. So if you're protected or is a vaccinated person, why do you need to worry about me being unvaccinated?
I know. I know. That's what they say.
That makes no sense.
Right.
But if this vaccine was so great, why are there lottery for
$1 million? And why is it Johnson & Johnson? That Johnson & Johnson killed people. And they don't have the VIRS database open like they used to. Like, I'm no fool.
Not just the Johnson & Johnson. The Moderna has killed people, as so has the other one, the Pfizer. They've all killed people.
But not like the Johnson & Johnson. And to people who have lost someone to the vaccine or they were adversely affected, they are supposed to, the doctor is required by law to report to the VIRS database, and that's monitored by the CDC. You can also submit to the VIRS database, but it has been closed to the public, so I don't know if regular Joe Blow can submit to the VIRS database. So, and you cannot sue the manufacturer. To the people who have endured a loss or a reaction, there is a somewhat of a federal court, if you want to call it a court. It's more of a negotiation. So, and there's certain criteria that you have to meet in order to be in this federal court. And you only have 3 years to file. I found out 3 months too late for my child. So,
that's just knowledge. That raises the question as what are they hiding? Why do they want people to know this information?
There was the Vaccine Compensation Act. I believe it was 1986. Maybe it was 87, and that was signed. And then later, Clinton signed an executive order to, if a person in the armed forces refused a vaccine, even if it was experimental, that they would be court-martialed. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, nefarious things that we need to know about our government. You do not have the right to sue that vaccine manufacturer. They cannot force you to get the vaccine. They can encourage you to. And in some states, your employer can say you're fired if you don't, like New York. They have a stronghold on that. And I believe, was it New Hampshire that fell next? I call it falling because we're losing our liberties. Freedom and liberty are two different things. You know, liberty is innate. You're born with it. Freedom can be granted to you. You can earn it. You can buy it. You know, it's more of a commodity. But liberty is born within you. That's why they talk about it in the Constitution. I've talked for a bit. Thank you, and I'm concluded.
Well, when you employ is putting them demands, you should ask them for a copy of their general liability insurance certificate.
Well, like I said earlier, I don't know if you were on, you asked them to sign a paper stating that they will take on any liability that you have, or from that any from any adverse effects that you would have from taking that vaccine. And more than likely, the employers will not. And then if they fire you, it's a wrongful fire. And you have their kahunas in your hand.
I wrote up a document. Go ahead.
Get a copy of the general liability insurance certificate, because they all employers will care that in case something happened to somebody or something happened to some property. And even if they don't carry the insurance, years later, it's only during the time that this occurred to you that the insurance is in effect. So ask them for that.
The Vaccine Compensation Act would remove liability from the company, because every time somebody gets a vaccine, part of the money goes to this fund from the pharmaceutical company. That might be their go-to. But that's a really good point. I wrote a document, 2005, I think it was, on like the general doctor that wants you to get your vaccine, for them to sign a consent that they will take full responsibility. And it was a long form. Two or three of us actually wrote it. And you could present it to your doctor, and the doctor would get mad, but he wouldn't sign it. So that's one I used.
Yep. But,
and then use your religious exemption statement. We should use them.
Well, it
people
depends.
Should use them when they go into other countries.
Not every state has that, Pianchi. And to explain what the religious exemption is you might see in the vaccines, if you look at the table of contents, you know, what's in it, basically, the COVID shots do not have this, by the way. It's called human diploid cells, or sometimes it's referred to as fetal cell line 1, fetal cell line 2. And how that is harvested is from aborted fetal tissue. They also use what's known as the HeLa cells, H-E-L-A, and there was a movie about it that Oprah did. So they took this woman's cells illegally, and because they would regenerate... They helped with the production. Yes, but they call them HeLa cells. So Henrietta
Locke.
Yeah,
her family is trying to sue somebody. But listen, the religious exemption is something you fill out, put down that you have religious exemption toward taking any vaccine. I know people used to do it when they traveled abroad, because some countries you go into, they want you to take yellow fever, have taken yellow fever. They read that, they let you go on through.
Yeah, and because some people are pro-life, they use those fetal cell lines as a reason that they don't want to. Also, there's washed red blood monkey cells, or red blood cells, and some people do not want to put DNA from an animal in their body. It's very minute, of course. It's used as a filler to fill in the holes. I don't know if you guys ever watched Jurassic Park, when they talked about how they filled in some of the DNA with frog DNA. Well, it altered their DNA. You know, if you do that to an infant, oh, my goodness. But that's another show.
Yeah, the human being is 99% chimpanzee anyway.
Well, but not every, like I'm, the Rogam shot, the Rh factor. You know, I have to get the Rogam shot. Not everybody is. But anyway, the religious exemption, like people that are part of Islam, you know, putting those cells in your body is against their religion, from what I understand.
Yeah, if they come through the line with a big pack on their back and start saying Allah Akbar, better get the hell out of the way.
But those are reasons, and different states have, like one of the states I live in has three different vaccine exemptions. And this is for public school. If you have a child or grandchild getting ready to go to school, and they're saying they have to have their vaccination, perhaps you disagree for whatever reason. Like in Oklahoma and in Arkansas, it's medical, intellectual, or religious. You can claim all three or just one.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to check the vaccine exemptions for your state. This applies to public education.
Interesting.
Mhm. It's just good knowledge to have, that's all. And it's hard to find that on the internet without emotion. There are some sites that I used to refer people to, but now it's so fear-based. You know, the government will get you. If they just put the facts out there, they'll speak for themselves.
Right.
So,
well, Cinnamon, you're on also. I forgot to tell you.
But they have people so afraid it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I just think it's better to lead with love instead of anger or fear. Concluded.
You can't do that with them Democrats no more. A lot of them.
Oh, I'm in that party. Don't even start. You know, a 13-hour convention is way too long. And they don't know. I mean, these young people, they don't look at their Democratic constitution or Republican constitution if it's on the other foot. These young people, I don't know. It's a mess.
Yeah. Young people, I'm glad I'm old. I'm just glad I'm old and don't have to go through what they're going to go through.
Yeah, for a lack of knowledge. It's just sad.
That it is.
No, they think everything that the older generation has done has not worked and put us in this position, so they're just willing to throw everything out with the bathwater. So, and start over. But their start over point is the wrong way.
Mhm. I don't know what we're going to do. Because they don't know how to, if they get rid of everything, what are they going to replace it with? They never have an answer. Has anybody asked a young person, what are you going to replace it with if you're going to defund the police? They never have an answer. That's disturbing.
Well, let them defund the police in their community. That's the only thing they can do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
These communities already have control over the police if they would use them. Ferguson was 70%
right.
Black. And
true.
The police department was 51 out of 53 was white.
That's right.
So the people in Ferguson let that be. Apparently, that's what they wanted to be.
If they would just change policy or find people that could run for office.
Well, if you had people running for office out of this crowd you got today, they'd probably be twerking every other hour.
Oh, jeez. But there's some offices that the Republican or Democrat wins because there's no opposition.
St. Louis has been Democrat for 72 years.
And look where it's at now. I'm just disturbed with both sides. Is anybody disturbed with both sides or just one side? I'm kind of curious what you guys think.
You don't have the lawfulness running amok in Republican districts. Matter of fact, blacks in Ferguson, when the riots occurred, the ones that had been there for a long, long, long time, they fled across the Missouri River into St. Charles County, a lot of them. And St. Charles County is about 95% white, and the police department is about 95% white.
Yeah.
I know some that moved clean up to Wentzville where the GM plant is.
Up to Wentzville.
In Chicago, in the last 64 days, you don't have black shoot out of black at the tune of 1,202 with 166 murders.
That's just crazy. I mean, how does that happen?
Last year, in a year's time from Memorial Day until this past Memorial Day, May, they had something like 4,800 shot with 765 murders. That's like 20
That's
people
tragic.
A day getting shot. It's
tragic.
So bad the kids, when they walk to school, they run zigzag so they can't get shot.
Imagine growing up in that environment.
Then you got kids that's as young as 10. They get shot. They walk themselves to the hospital. But see, nobody calls it. That's racism. That's blacks perpetrating racism on other blacks. If it was a white person, it would be, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, Donnie?
Well, I don't think this type of violence, is it race?
Well, what I'm saying is when you have that type of action going on, there's mostly blacks, ain't no whites there, they long. Then what do you got to, you call it what it is. If it was whites doing it to them, they would be hollering racism. Right? Racism shouldn't have anything to do with the skin color. It's the act that's perpetrated.
Well, you and I have been talking a lot. I know there's other people here. Well, what do the rest of the people think? And I'm going to mute myself.
Well, Big Kathy is the boss. Talk to her, Kathy.
You're so funny.
I'm here. What does she want to know?
I want to know what you think.
About what? I haven't been listening to your conversation.
Oh, well, they were talking about violence and Chicago in particular. And, you know, is it racist what's happening in Chicago? You know, I think it's poverty, but I haven't followed it closely. Sounds like Bianchi has.
Oh, yeah, Bianchi has.
Yep.
But I think a lot of it is the poverty too that you were just talking about personally. I think the more law and order you have, I don't know, if you bring in twice what Chicago has now in police, personally I don't know if it'd do any good. I mean, it's so rampant. Bianchi would know, he knows the stats on all that. I think a lot of it though, the police have backed off, and they've backed off even more since all this nonsense has been going on. And it's just getting worse and worse.
Let me tell you something. They ain't got nothing to do with no poverty.
Okay.
That's idiots doing that.
Yeah.
Some of the people live better than probably than the average person does.
Right, right.
And they're not gang members. And some of them grown.
Mm-hmm.
Not teenagers, maybe a few. But some of the people are grown-ass men.
Well, isn't Chicago notorious for crime anyway? I mean, it goes way, way, way back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, nobody has ever done anything.
I used to go to Chicago every year on a train, and I never seen the problem. It was beautiful. Chicago is a beautiful city.
Well, I've been to Lake Forest, but that was some time ago. It's outside of Chicago.
I stayed on Lakeshore Holiday Inn right off of Michigan.
Oh.
You remember I sent you that video of the Little Village, the Latino community right outside of Chicago? You seen the car driving through shooting, and the people on the sidewalk were shooting at it, and the crash and caught on fire.
That's good. Karma.
Man. Just crazy.
And they stopped
the
blacks from coming in talking about looting, and then they started chasing them and shooting at them. Look at that up. It's on YouTube. Little Village, Chicago.
I mean, Bianchi, what would you do? You studied Chicago a lot, of course. What would you do if you were mayor? Would you call in more?
No, I like to be president for about a month. Y'all would be bigger for Donald Trump to come back.
If you were President Bianchi, how would you take on Chicago?
You can't unless the governor or the mayor asks you to.
The National Guard. They have to ask for the National Guard.
You have to request.
Yeah, I've had a National Guard and they're kicking ass. You need to cut them police off loose and let them kick butt. That's what they need to do.
Exactly.
That's why Ferguson,
that's what I'm thinking.
You want to know why come Ferguson Police Department remained white when blacks could have changed it any time they want? Because those people want to kick butt police to protect their interests.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on that.
Sorry about the dog.
No.
It's all right.
Well, double the numbers of police, and let's see, you know, give them some gear. Set them up, you know, set them up.
This stuff about what you're pulling me over for and all that, that talking back. Let them go.
You have to sit here and think a lot of it goes back to the home life. When we were growing up, we were taught that, A, if you were in trouble, seek out a police officer. B, you respected authority. You respected whether it be a teacher, a police officer, whatever. You respected
You know
that
the
authority.
First authority you respected, Gene, was your father.
My mom and dad.
The worst thing ever could happen to you was daddy getting
Not
dead.
In my house. Not in my house. But point is, but we were still taught to respect our elders. You know, we were by, you know, simple things of, you know, not calling them by their first names. It was Mr. or Mrs. There was a level, there was a distinction between that we are not their peer. You know, just a lot of things have been lost. And now these kids feel entitled and that they can do what they want. And, I mean, when you see kids in the store hitting their grandparents or hitting their mother or their father or whatever, you know, and nothing is done. And it's just like,
if I had hit my grandfather, I would have landed on this show about an hour ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I've never seen anything like that. But I think I would speak up. Would anybody speak up? I mean,
you can't
I know
speak
I would.
Up. You get cursed
you speak
up.
Speak up and they come at you, I'm telling you. But that's not speaking up. But point is, kids are not taught in the home, regardless if it's a single parent or not. Candace Owens talks about the fatherless home, which I agree to an extent with that. But you can have a strong single mother who can teach the youth. I mean, I think that,
right.
that woman, what's her name? I can't remember her name, but it was during Obama, I swear, when there was something going on, and her son was out in the street, covered in the black or whatever. It might have been under Trump, but anyways. And she went out there, and she grabbed him, and she was popping him upside his head.
Oh, that's right. That was beautiful.
I can't remember her name. She does a lot of videos.
During the Freddie Gray.
I'm sorry?
That was in Philadelphia during the Freddie Gray riots.
That's right. But she was popping him upside the head. And, you know, all the way home. You know, it doesn't... She was teaching him, you don't be doing that stuff. Why was your grandmother?
But you got nowadays, you got grandmothers that's competing against the daughters for the boyfriends.
Sadly.
Well, are we...
But the
are
point,
we
my
dying?
Point is... There needs to be discipline in the homes again.
Are we?
But they don't have any boundaries. I think that's what you're talking about too, is a lack of boundaries. You know, that you respect these people, you do this, you do that, you don't do what you're doing right now. That they need a list of boundaries.
Kathy was trying to get in there.
Well, I was going to say, are we saying that people don't have parenting abilities anymore, that they're not parenting.
No, you're absolutely right. Because,
you know,
if your daughter, if the daughter had never seen the action between a father and a mother, how would she ever know what to look for in a husband?
Right.
And if she hasn't seen that, she can't raise a kid, especially that boy. Actually, neither the girls either.
Well, Bianca, they turn them over to the state. They turn them over to the educational system at a very tender young age. And they learn their moral compass or lack of moral compass from the public schools. I homeschooled my kids until high school. You know, even my daughter, when after I picked her up, and she was sitting in the back seat. She was very calm and solemn. I said, well, what's going on? Those kids, I said, yeah. They've been in the system a long time. I mean, she got it. She understood. It doesn't take a brain scientist to figure that out.
It's not even just that. It's like even when my kids were in school, so many parents were more concerned with being their kid's friend than they were about being their parent.
They don't even want to connect with them anymore. I go to PTA meetings. They want
a
drink.
And there's a time to be a friend.
They don't even want to connect to their kids. I mean, it's gotten worse. They don't want to be their friend. They just want to send them to where they need to go, you know, get them clothes, you know, and move on. I mean, that's what I've seen, and it's alarming, concluded.
It is.
Well, like these kids was in these riots this past last year. See, what's happened with them? They've got to a point where they realize something's wrong. They realize something's wrong. And they realize that they are not going anyplace. And I think that a lot of them were pushing off frustration. Then you combine that with crazy-ass politics in some of these cities, like out there in San Francisco, where you can go in a store and fill up a basket short $50 short of $1,000 and walk out with it, and can't nobody bother you.
Right.
But there's a problem. And then, you know, you got functional families that's poor. That's where school choice with vouchers would work for them. That way that parent could take that child out of that environment and put them someplace else to go along with their long-term educational plan. But Democrats and these black organizations like the NAACP is totally, totally against that. And they would fight you tooth and nail.
They're hardcore about that. Even when their schools are failing.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But like in Oklahoma, they are sometimes lower than Mississippi now, like 50. They're 49 or 50. You know, what they're doing is not working. Maybe school choice, a voucher, charter schools might be a good alternative.
Well, I tell
I'm
you
sorry,
what,
that,
that, down south,
point
the schools down south, when you look at the scores on some of those poor, like those black kids, they outscore the ones up north. Believe it or not.
Well, I don't think the necessary should just go to a school. I think the money should follow the child. Meaning, if you choose homeschool, the money should go to you to help pay for the curriculum to homeschool.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, because then they have a foot in the door. They can say you're going to use this curriculum instead of that. But
well, they can't tell you what
that.
Curriculum. Well, now in the state of Missouri.
Well, they gave you the money. If they gave you money to buy a curriculum.
The law, the state of Missouri state statute says in Missouri that the curriculum, textbooks, and instruction materials, whatever the district wants it to be, district being the parents.
Wow. Oh, district. Okay.
And the State Board of Education and Department of Elementary and Secondary Education cannot mandate to a district.
Pennsylvania, New York, and California are problem states to homeschool in. Mm-hmm. I had homeschooled my children, and Pennsylvania is really hard. You have to have your bachelor's in education, or you have
the
to
homeschool
have
your own
a,
child,
or you have to have a teacher come in, you know, 3 hours a day for instruction.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap right there.
Well, I mean, every state's different.
Yeah. Well, move the hell out of Pennsylvania. Come down south.
Well, yeah, Oklahoma is the easiest state to homeschool in. They don't even do testing. You just call the school and say, I'm going to educate my child at home, and that's all you have to do. That's it.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you something. Even if you get a report card that comes home with your child, you still should have that child independently evaluated to see if they're
well,
doing.
Well, it's a good thing to do, you know, to know where you're going to go for the next year, you know, or are there problem areas, or are there, you know, areas that they're excelling in. Maybe they're just bored and they need to
absolutely
do more.
And if their report cards say they're doing eighth grade work, and actually when you have them evaluated, say, no, they're doing sixth grade work, then that school district is supposed to pay for you to get seek the services to bring that child up where they report the child.
Well, that
is.
Depends on the state, though. You know, if you have that in Missouri, that's wonderful.
And it don't mean nothing, some of them districts. You got one district there, Normie School District. They have, their math proficiency is less than 5% of the high school.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they let the kids take off either half a day to celebrate George Floyd. That was a bunch of crap.
That was nuts.
Yes, they did.
You got another school district across the river from St. Louis, East St. Louis High. And I think it was 2021. Their math proficiency in the high school is less than 1%. I don't even know how you measure that.
I don't know.
Less than 1% of the students is doing math at a proficiency. Look at Baltimore. Out of 3,800 high schools that took the state math test, only 18 passed proficiency. 18 out of 3,800.
That's crazy.
And then these people are worrying about police brutality. They're worrying about homelessness. And worrying about a bunch of irrelevant things.
Homeschool is a good option if you don't have a charter school. My child, when he was in fifth grade, there was a big test, an evaluation that I got a rehab audiologist. She had her doctorate. And I found out in reading comprehension, he was already at a sophomore level in college. And he was in fifth grade. You know,
well,
if I can do that, then anybody can. Because I tell you what, I was frustrated. When I found out I had to homeschool the boy, you could have heard me scream halfway around the world. This was not something I wanted. But there was a problem with the school, and the doctor wouldn't let my child go back. And, you know, he wouldn't even let my child out of the hospital until I withdrew him from the school. It was that bad.
Well, a lot of parents came up through them systems themselves, so they just as unknowledgeable as the child.
Well, yeah, and the curriculum, Fiancé. Can we talk about the curriculum, how dumbed down it is? It's flat out wrong, and some of that, those curriculums. I just can't. Simple as.
Then look at what happens when you go to the college. Like, you only got, at any given time, it goes up and down. You got about 5 historical black colleges where you have a graduation rate above 50% in 6 years. Now, I ain't blaming the children, the kids. I'm blaming where they come from, the parents, and those communities. Those
lack
communities and parents. No, I know some black districts have more than white districts. It ain't that neither.
Okay.
Believe it or not. In Kansas City, Missouri, during the DSEG era, the activists were going back and forth with the DSEG judge named Russell Clark. And he asked the activists, what kind of money do we need to turn these scores around? And it's about 33,000 students in the school district. And the activists said, we need $1 billion. And Russell Clark said, I tell you what, I'll give you $2 billion. And he did. They built schools. They had Southeast High School, had an Olympic-sized swimming pool. They had petting zoos. They had UN, United Nations type auditorium where, yeah, petting zoo for animals.
Okay.
In the auditorium, if you spoke Hungarian, well, the students listened to you, it would be translated into English. They had that type of technology. So it's not the money, although people would say. And I know it's not the school. Hell, I built about 8 schools in St. Louis Public School District over a period of time. And I know some of them schools are just as modern as any others.
All right. They're saying Monroe, Louisiana has the worst high school in the U.S. Only 180 students attend the institution, but it still manages to have a classroom size of 45 students. Well, how in the hell can you teach the 45 kids in your class?
Well, that's got to be the parents splitting this stuff. I know some school districts down there in Louisiana where you have, and the funny thing is, you got the school, the school building is named after Confederate soldiers, got majority black students in it, and they outperforming some of the schools up north.
And Monroe, Louisiana, sorry, Bianchi, is known as a Klan city. It's a sundown city. So there's an environment, and that's true. People up north don't realize what a big thing that is in Louisiana. It's a Klan state.
Well, I don't know if I've checked them in particular, but there are some.
I had a friend that worked at a radio station, so many scary interactions, and it's a sundown city.
Hmm.
Well, hell, East St. Louis ain't no sundown city. It's all black, and I bet they score higher than them. So if Monroe is a sundown city, what do you call East St. Louis?
I don't know, but I don't know the plans there. I know the plans down in Monroe. Okay,
there's a video. There's a video on YouTube about Detroit Public Schools. The video is called A National Disgrace. It was done by Wallace with 60 Minutes.
Mike Wallace,
look at it. It's there today. It's there today.
Yeah.
That's a black school in Detroit, we know. And I'm not saying it's the child's fault.
I know.
No, I hear what you're saying.
They fired a lot of the that Board of Education and superintendent and everything else. They were stealing all the computers and reselling them.
Hell,
oh,
they had motorcycles
gosh.
In there. Well, the scooters? Motorcycles.
I've never heard of such a thing.
No, you got to
watch. Look up on the video. National Disgrace.
Now, the top 10 dumbest states in the U.S. in order. Now, I don't know what qualifies to be the dumbest.
10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
Hawaii, Nevada, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Louisiana.
I didn't make the list. That's cool. Who else didn't make the list?
Oh, well, a lot of states didn't. I don't even, what qualifies?
No, I meant on your panel. I wonder how many people didn't make that list. It's their state.
That's all your detail states.
I know a couple of them from Alabama that's on this little call right now.
That's right, War Eagle.
Alabama. Now,
yeah.
That's a good state.
Well, wait a minute now. That can be misleading because what you should be looking at is the school building themselves.
Yeah.
Because Metro High School in St. Louis was the top performing high school throughout the whole country for a long time. And I think it was probably maybe 60% black and 40% white that went to this is a public school, by the way.
Well, the number one. Go ahead, Bianchi.
Yeah, you just have to look at the building. if you know them, or better yet, there's a site that reports that. Keep talking, yeah. I give it to you.
Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Virginia takes the number one spot in America for high schools. Number
for
one.
For worst or best?
No, best. Very best.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Now, let's see who the richest school is. The most expensive high school in the United States, ranked. Woodbury Forest School with 50. Oh, those are tuitions. We don't care about them. $57,000 to go to high school. No, thank you. Let's see. What else is there? Most uneducated city. Dalton, Georgia.
When I'm not there.
I could run for mayor in that state or that city.
Probably.
What race is the least educated? Hispanic.
Oh.
No.
Well, I think that's changing, though.
No, I think so.
How old is that data? The website is called publicschoolreview.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to any state, any school district, type up, and it'll bring up those schools.
Oh, okay.
You got Warren Easton Senior High School in New Orleans. It's 97% black. The graduation rate is 98%. Top 1% Louisiana. The math proficiency is 75%. Reading is 62%.
That's
a 97%. Well, 97% math proficiency is very good.
Oh, 97. I thought you said 76.
No, 97.
Okay. My bad.
Here's East St. Louis, Illinois. Stats for 2021. 1,235 students. 99% black. Graduation rate is 78%. Math proficiency is less than 1%. Reading proficiency is 3%. That's a Democratic state, by the way.
Wow.
So you have to look at the bill.
Louisiana?
Illinois.
Illinois?
Yeah.
Come on now. They have good schools up there.
Yeah, right. Well, some of them are. But a lot of them not.
Well, I'm a big proponent of homeschooling until high school.
Damn, Missouri's got 278 high school or schools. That's a hell of a lot of schools.
That is. Now, we'll say something for homeschool. My son went through high school in 2 years, actually 2.5. He got a little lazy. He could have made it through in 2 years. But he got everything done. He tested out of a lot of classes. I mean, they really make high school these days, in my opinion, to dumb down our future citizens, included.
I agree with that.
Here's Booker T. Washington Technology High School, Louisiana.
Oh.
Right at 1,000 students, 9 to 12. Minority enrollment is 99%. You know, blacks make up over 32% of the population in Louisiana. But their math proficiency is 20%. Reading proficiency is 35% to 39%.
What about Booker T. Washington in Tulsa, Oklahoma? It's supposed to be a really, it's more of a minority school, but it's high performing, or at least they say they are. Can you look on that website? For Tulsa, Oklahoma,
yeah.
Booker T. Washington.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, members of the Gap Band had gone there growing up.
Don't stop me. Keep talking.
Oh,
I think we're all looking up stuff.
But Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, they just had the 100th anniversary of the 1921 massacre. And it's interesting how the dynamics are changing.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's interesting how they use
shameful.
That. it's interesting how they talk about that, because that really was not all Black Americans. Those were Creek Indians.
Well, there was a mixture. That's true.
Creek Indians was, you know, Creek Indians was black skin.
Excuse me? No, I wouldn't say they were. I know a lot of Creek people. I've known some of the former chiefs. You know, that McGirt decision where they're saying that, like, Tulsa is actually reservation land because they never dissolved it. You know, it's causing all sorts of havoc.
Creek Indians came in three colors, skin colors. You had red, black, and later on white. Huh?
Well, they did merge with different nationalities.
Well, what they've done, they married. Creeks had slaves before whites had them.
Well, it was a different type of system. It wasn't like what the whites had. And it depends on the tribe.
In some cases, it was worse. The Chickasaw.
Well, it depends on the tribe. I mean, you're right about that.
Yeah, the Chickasaw in Alabama had a worse Jim Crow than they did in Louisiana. Not Alabama, but Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, when the United States government, by a treaty in 1866, stipulated that the Indians had to let their slaves go.
That's true.
See, Lincoln did not make the slaves. He couldn't make Indians release their slaves.
Because they were a different nation.
They were a different nation.
Oh.
Then some nations said, we're not going to give up our property unless you pay us for it. Which some of them demanded that.
Well, I mean, people that had formerly owned slaves at the end of the Civil War, they got compensation for their so-called property, which I found insulting.
Well, black slave owners, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about them.
Well, there wasn't many.
You're right.
Well, I come from a planter family, so that's a hard thing to deal with.
At the eve of the Civil War, less than 3% of whites had anything to do with slavery.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. That's interesting.
That's less than
3%.
That's fact.
I'll take a look at it.
In South Carolina, you had black slaveholders was holding anywhere from 10,000 to 30,000 slaves. In Louisiana, 28% are free blacks owned them. And
that's true.
80%
they
of them
their
was
family.
Mulatto. 80% of them were mulatto women.
Hmm.
They don't tell you all the truthful stories about.
Where do you have the sources for that? Because I really would like to read about it.
Well, I don't have no just one source, but the source is out there.
Well, I mean,
just
what
like,
do you consider be legitimate? Because there's a lot of people writing without sourcing their stories. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be picky, but there's
well,
so
you know
much
what
out
I did.
There.
What I've done is that I studied, slavery in Africa. Matter of fact, Africa has taught the world slavery, you would have to say. Because whites came down, Portuguese came down the West Coast. They wasn't looking for no human being. They were looking for gold.
Yeah, that's right.
The practice in all forms included chattel slavery, sacrificial, and others for breeding existed probably 1,000 years or more before they even met any white person. And many that was came here was on the what you would call getting rid of their riffraff. Because if you warred against a tribe, stole anything like that, and you lost, either one or two things is going to be happening. You're either going to pay restitution, or to pay in money, or you're going to be sold, or you're going to be killed. Because it don't make sense to let your enemy go. Wait, they come back a week later, next month, and start all over again. And actually, in their society, the sins of the father follow the son. So today's black Americans.
That's generational.
Yeah, today's black Americans that's hollering for reparation for whites actually owe reparations to those tribes still.
Well, they're not going to do reparations in Tulsa with this mayor. There's no way. Did you hear what they found victims of the massacre in that graveyard? You know what they did?
What?
They buried them quickly without the FBI getting evidence, which they were supposed to. And the family, the descendants of the families that lost loved ones in the massacre were outside the fence screaming to come in. And it was only white people around these caskets. You know, I believe there was 17. There's video. It's heartbreaking. They're screaming and crying, let us in.
Is it the remnants of the creek in it? Because, you know, during the allotments, every person of those tribes got 160 acres.
I know that. I mean, I lived in Tulsa for some time. But I'm telling you, what happened was so disrespectful. They didn't even bury them in a pine coffin. They used plastic storage containers to put these people in.
Yeah, that sounds like FEMA.
There was like one man that had a bullet in his head. I mean, these were victims of the massacre. And they were treated with such disrespect. And the videos are just, it's heartbreaking. If you could hear the screams and the sobbing of the descendants of those victims, they're saying that could be my family. They're wanting DNA to see if they're related to them. I don't think that's too extreme to ask for.
You know, the Creek Indians expelled the blacks, freemen, descendants of freemen, because the last freemen died off in the 1930s.
Cherokee did too.
Yeah, the Creek
I know a lot of people in both nations.
The Creek done it in 1979, and maybe the Cherokee did it in 1982.
Oh, yeah, that was an ugly fight. I mean, I've been at their Cherokee hospital with some people, and I saw, well, I understood he was what they call full-blood Cherokee, Kachua Cherokee. He walks up to someone that is, part African-American and Creek, or actually was Cherokee, and chewed this person out, cursed this person. Yeah, it was just ugly. But that's not out of the norm there. You know, the people that they are full blood. You know, they don't want the freedmen there.
If you married a Creek woman, female, and you had a child by her, that child was Creek.
Correct.
Even if it was a slave. But if you married a Creek male and had a child from him, it would not be Creek.
Well, that's like the Jews. You know, you're definitely Jewish if you have a Jewish mother. You know, because they say mama's baby, papa's maybe.
Unless
that's
you're
what they
Islam.
Say. Well, I'm just saying.
Now, some of
know,
the other
a lot
tribes,
of different nationalities, that's what they say.
Yeah, some of the other tribes, they go by what they call quantum blood. You have to have over 50% blood. Maybe the Chickasaw and a Choctaw.
Well, there's over 500 nations, so it does vary from nation to nation.
And the ones that got paid by the government to release their property, I think the last payment was to the Choctaw. It might have been another one in 1952.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, see, a lot of those stories have been slanted and turned around and so forth and so forth. Oklahoma became a state in, 1907? And the massacre was 1921. Former slaves couldn't have built all that. Where would they get the money from? But
well,
the Creek
it
was
almost
rich.
Became a black nation. It almost became a black state, rather. You know, they tried to do that for the freedmen to come to to Oklahoma to have their own state. You know, that's the ultimate segregation, if you ask me. But that was shot down. And some of those tribes still resent African Americans just for that fact. You know, there's a lot of anger there.
Yeah, they call them Freeman.
Right.
Oh, they're trying to claim being descendants of Freeman.
Well, my friend Christy, she's one of them. And she does tours in Tulsa.
Who is that?
Her name's Christy, and she does tours in Tulsa about Black Wall Street and all that. And her grandfather had been a Creek judge. They have their own courts, people. You know, the different tribes have their own courts.
The first Supreme Court justice in the country was Jesse Franklin. He was a Creek. He was black.
You know, I think that might have been her grandfather. Well, what year was that?
Well, he died in the late 1800s, so it wouldn't have been her grandfather. It might have been great-grandfather.
Yeah. But that sounds like that story. That sounds like it. She is so interesting just to listen to.
But the thing is, and see, when they were building, they got black Americans from Chicago because they was working on buildings there, multi-story buildings. And, of course, some came over there to Oklahoma, and they extended their services and their skills to working on those projects. Those people in Oklahoma, in that area, Greenwood, one of the reasons they was wealthy, and actually it was wealthy, because some of them, the Creek was wealthy before they got there, because on the Trail of the Tears, the Creek didn't walk. They took steamships and put their slaves on and came up the rivers into the territory. But it was agriculture and oil was the main commodities. They sold the agricultures to the army during World War One, and of course they had oil concessions. The richest female in the country was a Creek little girl,
right,
at 12 years old, and name was
I'm
Sarah
forgetting
Rechner.
Her name. That's it.
Sarah
That's
Rechner.
Exactly right. Rector, I think it was.
Yeah, and she leased out her 160 acres to Standard Oil. And they was paying her a royalty, which would be equivalent to $5,000 a day.
You know, they made her white on her birth certificate. They adjusted it to show that she was a Caucasian woman.
Yeah, the NAACP took her to Michigan. I don't know, maybe it might have been Detroit, or they could file a claim
to protect
to get
her.
A birth certificate. Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy that they had to do that to protect her.
Well, you had whites come out of Arkansas, and right above the Creek territory was the Osage.
Right.
And the Osage didn't care for their land. They said it was poison. So they sold for 5 cents an acre. And it had gas and
oil
on it.
They kept their mineral rights. That's really important sometimes. If you sell a property, if you can keep your mineral rights, do so.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
shady.
It's smart.
Had gas and oil on it.
That's right. They didn't care about the mineral rights because they thought the land was worthless, the people that they sold it to. I know a lot of Osage.
That was probably some of the bands of whites that initiated that riot.
Sterling Harjo, on, I think it's Netflix, it's called Reservation Dogs or Reservation. It's a new series. It's really cool. And there's not a lot of representation of, you know, Native Americans at all. That's a good Osage family.
Now, in eastern Tulsa, eastern Oklahoma, Wagoner County.
I know
Black
Wagoner
Indians,
County. A lot of
Black
clan
Indians,
there.
Yeah, blacks own over, Black Indians own over 1 million acres in that area.
But it's no longer Oklahoma. It is reservation land. The governor has lost control of his full state. I find this wonderful because he has not served the state of Oklahoma like he should. He had nothing, nada, of any political experience or managing a city, nothing like that. You know, he was just all green. And he got booed off the stage in Tulsa. That happened a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, if an Indian commit a crime, the state can't do anything to them.
No, it goes to federal court. And we have more federal courts. We have more federal courts in Oklahoma than most states have. So there's plenty of federal courts for them to go to. It's just that the process has changed.
Yeah,
they just get transferred to a federal prison, by the way. If they've been convicted of a crime, they get retried. They get a chance to have a new trial.
Yeah, you either go to the BIA or the federal court to have them. State of
Well,
Oklahoma
not BIA.
No
you go to the federal courts. I
well,
have friends that talk about this all day.
Got,
I mean, I cannot tell you how wonderful it was. My friend Brenda, she's an attorney, and she's Creek, and she's worked with the Creek Nation before. She organized a protest against this governor, and it was jaw-dropping because it was mainly Native Americans that showed up. You know, in Tulsa, that seems to be a problem. A lot of white people show up, but not the population affected. So,
if you get a traffic ticket, it goes to the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. If you go out there and do something, if you go out there and you do something heinous, then of course the federal government comes in, like kill somebody or something like the rape.
Well, it depends. If it's on reservation land, it's different. The process that the reservation police, and they have different names of different tribes or nations, they apprehend the person and then they turn them over to local police or sheriffs or rangers or whoever it is that they
yeah,
have to do that.
Hey, y'all, I've got
cards.
A question.
They carry ID cards, they pull out, and then they
CIBD cards.
Way.
Yes, sir?
It's to you. I'm just curious. You mentioned the Klan twice. I thought they were all but extinct.
Oh, no, no. I've been documenting the Klan for I'm not ready to blow your mind. I've been documenting them for about 3 years now. The Tulsa Klan is the richest Klan in the nation. They have a billionaire. I can't say his name, obviously.
Right.
And the ones I've gone to, I don't hear the N-word. I don't hear violence. It's a lot of love your own kind type of talk, the kinder, gentler new Klan. And I guess the ones I've talked to, I'm not too alarmed. Well, it's there.
You actually had a rhetoric coming from both sides because during this past celebration, you had the Black Panther Party.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of those, and I have videos.
One done a speech talking about killing whites, burying them, and digging them up and killing them again.
Oh, yeah, that was in front of the Vernon Church, right?
Yeah.
With Pamela Smith, it was her son.
So there should be an outward rejection to that type of language. But you don't see it. But if the Klan see it, if Daniel see it,
they were there.
Baby.
I got followed. They were there. But I know a couple of them. You know, and the Secret Service was there. That was crazy.
If Daniel, who is white, he was to say that. Well, he would be in some deep trouble, but they get away with that. That's what you call black privilege.
Yeah.
Hey,
I
don't know. But, you know, the cancel culture is a cult.
I can tell you about brother
privilege. I'm so against cancel
culture. Because I'm black myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the new form of abuse is to be offended. That is the new form of abuse. You could see it everywhere. I can't even watch the news anymore.
They do offend me.
I can't believe
they
said that.
Wait a minute. Listen, they do offend me. They call me coons, sambos, house niggas.
Okay, I thought coons was a term for white people.
Well, I ain't white. I'm black.
Well, why would they call you a coon? Isn't that for a white person?
No.
No.
What part of the state you country are you
all
from?
All right, all right. I have always
what
been
What did
perplexed.
They call Steve Harvey for meeting with Donald Trump?
And Uncle Tom.
No,
and Uncle Tom was
coon.
A snitch.
What, I can show you.
I don't understand.
I can show you a picture of a Steve Harvey with a coon face.
Wow. I'll pass on that one.
Have you ever been called a racist?
Yes.
Who
I was at
a black person? Was it a black person?
I was
person?
At a protest, and the protest was against the Klan. Like, we were outside of the Klan compound. And
all
this
right.
guy who didn't know, he didn't understand me. He didn't. I was documenting with my cameras, right?
Oh, hang on for a second. Hang on. What did the guy look like?
Mixed heritage.
Was he black
from,
or white? Because anything that ain't lily white nowadays, they call it.
No, he was not lily white at all. No.
So they call it black then. So he was a black man.
Well, they call him a lot of different things.
Well, wait a minute. Hang on. Why don't you say that? He was a black
well,
man that called you a racist.
He has a lot of different nationalities, so I don't know which one to say, to be honest.
Well,
there's so many different
wait
ones.
Wait a minute. Did you draw blood and put it on the microscope right then and there?
No, I knew about this man.
Well, why didn't you just call him black when you talk and you tell?
Because I was there
you
to document.
You said it was a man. I don't know. I want to be able to picture who you're talking
rule.
About.
Now,
so
now,
he was
Bianca,
a black
one
person.
One big rule I have to follow is never become the story. I became the story.
Well,
you know,
what
because
I'm telling
this guy,
you,
this is
what
he said. I want you to hear me just for about 20 seconds. He called me. She's a Klanner. Get rid of her. I'm pushed in front of a truck that's
what
in the road.
What did the guy look like? He was a black
was about
man, right?
5'10", very overweight. I think
all
he was
right.
drunk. He had something on his breath, or maybe it was just bad breath. I don't know.
Wait a minute. That sounds like
well,
Joe.
Joe.
That sounds like Joe. Now,
I got the Antifa treatment.
Between what you described him as and I pictured Joe, what else could you label him or describe him as where I wouldn't picture Joe?
Well, this man likes to dress up as a woman, too. So
maybe Joe
do,
too. I don't know for sure.
The pronoun of they. He used the pronoun of they.
Yeah.
So that's
so
very
what did
difficult
he look
to
like?
Get the vernacular. He was about 5'10".
You know what I'm going
to
tell
he
you
He had
something.
This crazy hair
hang
that
on
was,
for
like,
a second
really
now.
Tall.
What's your name?
Angela.
Angie, you part of the problem.
How?
Because
I'm
you
listening.
Can't say things the way they are. It was a black man that called you a racist.
No, this guy is a disturbed individual. I don't know how to describe him.
Like I said
him.
Before, you are part of the problem, and Democrats will these leftist, Marxist, communists will use you to the umpteenth degree because you are afraid to say it like it is.
I don't know. I'm just, this person is different.
I'm telling you, if he called
if he
you a racist,
mixed,
you know
I
what you should
have
done? Ain't no,
well,
ain't
I didn't have
my
a chance.
Ass. If I could have, if you know, if he called you a racist, you know what you should have done?
What?
You should have called him a racist back.
Well, he definitely is.
What
you
did
know,
you say?
On his truck, listen to this, on his truck, he
right,
has
Angela.
Planters, lice. I want you to hear me. You're wanting me to hear you. I want you to hear me.
Yeah.
On his truck, it says Planners Life, Plan Lives Bladder. You know, just this
Klan,
guy is so hardcore.
Klan.
Well,
yeah, you know, the Klan has a right, has
so
civil rights. Just Klan members have civil rights just like anybody else.
They
it's
do.
It's only when you violate those. See, race being a racist really is not illegal.
I even went to their church.
Did you hear me?
And that was eye-opening.
Did you hear me? Being a racist is not illegal.
No, but I don't believe in race. I don't think race exists. Nationalities exist. Race was invented in 1648. Let me finish my sentence. Race was invented in 1648 in Virginia. They made laws, and they created the white race, because before then, you're English, you're French, you're this, you're that. It wasn't that you're white or black. I mean, people in Europe think we're crazy, concluded.
Well, the thing that I'm telling you is that there is a race. It's called the human race, and there's ethnicities. Ethnicities have their own particular phenotype. You know, going way back in ancient time, back in the ancient Egyptian time, that they was against mixing. Their God was against mixing. It wasn't mixing with white people. There wasn't none to be around to be mixing with. It was with Asians.
They were mixing with their own family. Let's just be honest.
No, they would not mix with their own. Well, the Kushites would not mix with the Egyptians. Because
well,
the
that
Egyptians
was a different dynasty.
Mixed. So what I'm telling you is that for you to describe the man as black as he is, because
how
in today's
crazy?
Society.
Can we just say he was crazy? Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you asked me to be quiet while you were listening. You leave the discussion confused. And then you become actually part of the problem because you have whites that's scared. You can stop them right dead in their track by calling them a racist. And then they don't, they become incoherent. Like the one that was kissing the blacks on the boots on one video I seen.
Yes.
Sobbing and crying for what their ancestors were. It'd be like me going up to a Japanese little girl, 5 years old, and want to beat her up because they bombed Pearl Harbor back there
right.
in the day.
Yeah.
So you got to start saying it like it is. If not, you're part of the problem.
He's more crazy than anything else.
I don't care. He has a right to be crazy.
Oh, I don't know what happened to him in his childhood, but it must have been something awful.
Well, what about the Black Panthers? What color were they?
Definitely black.
Why?
They were
Pan-African. That's because the name of the organization is black. That don't mean anything.
I've never met a white panther.
There's whites in the Nation of Islam.
Of course there is.
That's a good point, Pianki. Why wouldn't there be whites in the Black Panther Party?
Yeah, why wouldn't there
because
be?
Because they're Pan-African.
Hey, Pan-African. How are they Pan-African and they not African? Blacks in America are not African.
Well, I understand the difference between African people and American people. It's a huge difference.
I'm here
to
tell
you. And I don't even understand the half-united, you know, African-American thing. I don't get it. There's some things I don't get, Pianki. And maybe it's because my background, my family. I mean, who knows?
What color? What is Derek Jeter? Is he black?
Who?
Is he white? Derek Jeter.
Who are you talking about?
Former shortstop for the New York Yankees.
I don't even know who he is.
He's black.
Okay, he's a baseball player.
Yeah, his skin is white.
I mean, people are more than the shade of their humanity. I am more than my shade of humanity. You know, I don't want to be defined by
Alicia
my shade.
Keys. What is Alicia Keys? What was Adam Clayton Powell? Was he black?
Who?
Alicia Keys, is she black? She's African American.
Yes.
What is she?
Yes.
What about
she's black.
What about John Kerry? How about John Kerry, the senator?
He's
his
white.
Wife. His yeah. wife. His wife, Teresa Hines Kerry. Is she African or is she white? What is she?
She's white.
She was born in Africa.
So?
She's white.
Her, if you're talking about a race or her nationality, those are two different things. Race was invented by Americans to control a population.
You said the Black Panthers were Pan-African. I told you.
Yeah, that's my understanding. And I've never met a white Panther.
What is a Pan-African? You're from your understanding.
My understanding.
Pan-African. What is a Pan-African?
I usually tune them out, honestly, I do. I don't mean to, but I do. about, you know, talking about African history, you know, and how they had an empire. And all this is true, what they're saying. But they're wanting to build their nation from maybe you can explain it better. I'm afraid I'm messing it up. I know what's in my head about them.
Well, I was going to they're intelligent. I was going to tell you that, but I didn't want to.
Well, that's fine.
Well, Pan means everything. It's a principle that can't. No, it's not. It ain't no empire.
Well, in my mind, that's the way I think about it.
A principle that never could exist, because you talk about having all people, quote unquote, that's African, even on the African continent, to march to the same tune. It's not going to happen. Hell,
I don't think so.
You're talking about Trump putting up a border wall. There's a border fence between South Africa and Zimbabwe.
I know a little bit about South Africa, but I don't remember a border fence.
Well, yes, there's a border fence between the two, at least in some areas. They fight each other viciously.
I got a children's dog, to be fine.
You know how they used to say that on the plantation, that the white plantation owner, in order to set an example, he would take the pregnant black woman, slay your woman, and split her belly, the baby fall out on the ground, and they stomp it.
Yes.
You heard that story?
I've heard a lot of different, the alligators, the, you know, I wonder what my family did, because I come from a planter family.
Hang on for a second. The Yoruba and the Igbo, the Yoruba done that to the Igbo women in Nigeria.
That is true.
They were just as black as a Wesley Snipe, or blacker.
Now, the Yoruba, that they were red, like their spiritual people wear the color red. Is that right, or do I have that confused?
I don't know what the spiritual people is. My name is Bangkok. My name is the Yoruba name, part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They wear white. They wear different colors, green, the nation's color.
Well, I like their language. You know, like understanding.
Wait a minute.
That Angela, Faye is the base of their language.
You say your name is Angela. How do you know you like it? How do you know it? What it is when you hear it?
Oh, hear what?
Their language.
Well, because
that's
I knew a lot of Nigerians.
You know the old story.
And I learned part of their language, like Mofe.
You know the old story where they say that the white plantation owner, slave master, separated the Africans so they couldn't be communicating with each other.
Correct.
How in the hell did he know what they were saying?
Maybe it was different dialects. Words.
He did not know what those people were saying. That's a myth. Just like the crocodile story.
Well, I can only think, no, the crocodile story is real.
So they use babies for alligator bait.
Yes.
How do you know?
And that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Why would you destroy future
property? Have you
ever
went hunting for alligators before?
No. I don't plan
to. Alligators
ain't
no damn
food. But I know their spine. Their spine is on the outside of them. I find that intriguing.
That's not their spine. That's their skin.
No. On the back. That is their spine. You go look it up later.
If it's on their back, the spine, what is it on your shoes and boots?
I'm going to have to go with
and
skin.
And purse.
Yeah. What did you say, sir?
I'm going to have to go with skin.
Look it up. Maybe you can look it up as we bicker about it. You know, the outside of, does the spine, is it on the outside of the
you
alligator?
You ever skin an alligator?
I love alligator meat. Oh, my gosh. Cajun pasta.
Have you ever skinned an alligator?
I don't even skin fish. I always have someone else do that.
All right.
You know, the way I cook is takeout menu.
Okay. So next time a black person calls you a racist, just in spite, you call them a racist back.
Well, I just thought that would inflame things, and they just shoved me in front of a truck that was coming on the street.
You carry a weapon?
Well, I had my camera. And they're grabbing me, and then they do the umbrella thing. Have you ever been treated by the Antifa? Have you been had that treatment?
Let me say this. You need to carry a weapon so you can shoot that.
Well, now I think mace might be good.
Damn,
you know,
mace.
Just,
that makes a person mad. Just shoot them if they are getting ready to impose on you.
Well, that's more than an assault
some,
charge.
If they're getting ready to do the trial, written about her on them.
Well, what the idiots didn't know is that the FBI was in the fire station. Because this fool, this crazy man that we were referring to, he said he was going to burn down the city. And guess what he showed up with, Bianca? Guess what he
what?
Showed up with?
A big lighter?
A flamethrower. And he's walking
and
around this little small town. Maybe there's 100 people. Most of them are older. And,
yeah.
Oh,
I think
he's
a flamethrower is
people.
One of those weapons that you have to have a special license for.
Well, you know what I found out later? You know, the crazy guy? He couldn't even put it together correctly. So, yeah, I know. I mean, it was and there was all these people with guns. There was a militia there. And then the protesters brought their own guns and flamethrowers. And, I mean, and the FBI, again, the protesters didn't know this. They were inside the fire department.
All that was good for the Second Amendment, open carry. I like it.
Well, I don't have a problem with open carry, but if there's threats made and then you show up with the weapon that could cause a fire, you know, that's not good.
Who were they making the threats to?
The city of Zinc, Arkansas. And it's a very small, it's not even a city, it's more
anybody
like a township.
Anybody in particular or just a city in
the whole
city in general?
Going to burn it down. And they put a rock with a message on one of the homes.
Who said? So, who did that?
On the property.
What was
the
color of the people
man.
That did that?
The crazy
the
man. The crazy black man.
Oh, well, now we're getting there.
Yeah.
See how easy that was? That wasn't hard.
It was so crazy.
You can get you a bottle of beer after that.
Oh, and then him dressing up, putting makeup on, he does not know how to put makeup on. He needs some serious help. You know, take him to the Dillard station, you know, or some type of fancy makeup counter. Estee Lauder. I mean, I don't even think Clinique could help him. I mean, some
well,
faces
these
were not
just
meant
run around
for makeup.
Today. If you don't stop them, they're going to get bolder and bolder and bolder.
Yeah, well... that was interesting. But the funny part, they had this protest, right? And then this plan area, their property that they have, some farmers came by and they put turkey manure on the road up to it. It's a gravel road. So if they were going to walk up there, they were going to have to literally walk through manure.
Who put the manure down? Who was going to do the walk for the plan?
Well, no, the protesters were going to walk up there. I don't know
what they
thought they were going to do.
They don't want the protesters at their house. I don't blame them.
You know, and so it was blocked off by the sheriff departments because they knew about the turkey manure. It's just, I mean, that was kind of funny to me, the turkey manure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a nonviolent way to try to stop them, you know, because they had guns. And... then other people brought guns. I bet there was at least 600-700 people with guns there. I've never been to a protest that was so armed. And I just document. That's what I do.
In high school you were saying? Tulsa High School?
Booker T. Washington in Tulsa.
Okay. Go back to talking
about the high performing. Well, they had a march in Tulsa on the 100th anniversary. About 1,000 people, I can't remember if it was Chicago or Detroit area, and they were affiliated with the Black Panthers, showed up with guns, and they did a parade. My friend did a really good, video. I couldn't think of the word. Video of it, because it was remarkable. And I think it proved a statement, you know, that because